fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey everybody, what's going on? Good evening, people. We're back, Madhouse Radio. Ready to give it another go. Ready to get her done. This is Carlito, your host for the evening. I'm here with my assembled crew. We're an extended Madhouse Radio Network tonight, and we're going to have a good time, aren't we, guys?
Yeah!
Okay, great, great enthusiasm. That's what I'm looking for. All right. We got a lot of people joining in, the assemblage, all our fans are starting to filter in, the numbers are starting to go up, and we're ready to do our thing. It's 10 p.m. Eastern on a Thursday night, so we're always here as usual. Where'd my cigar go? Oh, there it is.
The thing getting done? Are we doing the thing that we're doing the thing that sang?
We're coming.
That's what I'm on now.
We're coming.
That's all I'm hoping.
We're coming to do the thing that
we
come to do. Oh, yeah. Anyway, if you guys want to reach us here tonight, there's various special ways you can do so. Mainly in the chat room, you can get a hold of me over at syndicateradio.tv, our mothership station. Yeah, we hear you, Milkman. And, of course, over at our official station, of course, none other than 98.6
The Mouth.
That's right, Milkman. Of course, there he is himself, the four-time Domino Champion of the Caribbean. Mr. Milkman, what's going on, Milkman?
Everybody, go. Hey, it's certainly good to be back. It's been a long week, my friends, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Time to get down and get crazy right here in the Madhouse.
Yeah.
With our favorite Hermanito.
That's right.
I'm going to leave you alone, but
your favorite Hermanito, that's me. All right, cool, man. Of course, we got Tuck here also. What's going on, Tuck? TuckerMike.com in the house.
You do indeed.
Everyone be sure
that's
to visit.
Where you're at.
It's
who you have.
Where you are, be sure to visit TuckerMike.com. And, of course, we got the man himself, Baz.
Go check it out.
Baz running out things here in the Satellite Center. I think he's here, right? Wasn't Baz here? Damn it. I got, like...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I got... I'm trying to light my tobacco pipe here. And I'm down to two matches, so hopefully I get it right with this one here. Hang on.
You're a quote-unquote tobacco pipe, huh?
It is tobacco. Look,
yeah,
this is
joining you all.
This is what I'm smoking right here. Royal Cherry Cavendish Tobacco.
This is tobacco for tobacco.
Ooh, for legitimate.
That's good stuff.
Everybody.
Dude, this whole bag, this big...
It's got the flavor.
Yeah, this bag is 12 ounces of tobacco. I bought it for like $4 at Walgreens, and I bought it like a year ago, and I'm still working on it. This is how... You can just imagine what good quality stuff this
yeah,
is.
Is it still good?
Oh, yeah. That stuff will last forever. It's got its own built-in cough medicine.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the cherry flavoring.
The expectorant's all mixed right in there, man. Who needs Robitussin when you got...
the cherry flavoring.
When you got Blender's Gold. Ooh, boy, from the Tobacco Center. Yeah, man. Of course, our fifth column member is...
It's like a big old white bag of beech nuts.
No, nothing like that. No, our fifth column members here as well, Lonesome Loser checking in. Plenty of numbers coming in from the brother man himself. The brother man from the other land. Sending in a lot of numbers here. We got a lot of other people, our longtime listeners and our new fans out there if you're listening for the first time. Be sure to pay attention right about here. You see the toll-free line coming up any second now. That's 1-888-278-8509 once again. There it goes, right there, right now. 888-278-8509. I thought it was coming.
Hey, your finger's pointing, but the number thing come up.
No, I know, right? I'm trying, all right? Anyway, give me a break here, all right?
Keep watching.
It'll come up eventually.
That's all right. It's growing. We'll get there.
Or just go to it's all over the place over at madhouselive.com. Speaking of madhouselive.com,
right.
I did want to announce that we've gone ahead and we've fixed the Request a Prank. It's a little easier to use, the Request a Prank form. It was out of commission for a few weeks, but it is back in full effect. So be sure to send your prank requests there. They come directly here to to the home page. We're looking forward to that.
For your listener, ship enjoyment.
All right, and I understand we got a special guest here tonight, Milkman. If you can turn the music down for me real quick, we want to give a special welcome.
Hold on. Here we go, my friend.
All right, I want to give a good fucking welcome to the man himself. Major Chaos is in studio with us tonight. What's going on, Major Chaos?
Yeah!
Major Chaos!
It's something that I have.
All right, cool, man. Well, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, brother, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't sit for myself.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Major Chaos!
The guy...
I need some piss on my feet.
He's been begging me to come on the show. I mean, seriously, dude, why did you want to... Is there a reason why you want to be on the show, or...
I want to, dude.
All right, fine, we'll let you know. This is Milkman's idea, not mine.
All right. Yay.
All right, well, here we is.
We have a long time Milkman.
To play the last 2 minutes of last week's show.
Oh, God. I don't want to even bother with it.
I get an indication of an hour.
I do want to mention to everybody, however, while we're at it, that I've made some improvements to the PC over here, the one that handles the video and the streaming and all that. So hopefully there's an improvement as far as buffering is concerned, and of course the video. I'm watching the video, hopefully it's up to speed. It looks like it's not choppy tonight. I see my hand waving on the monitor here. You know.
Yeah, it's not pixelating.
Looks okay, so let me know if there's any, everybody out there, let me know if the video starts messing up. I see, and that's right, G-Wiz is pointing out, I got the lucky sailor hat on right there tonight, so hopefully...
Battle captain's hat on,
yes,
already.
Sir. We're going to war tonight, man.
Captain.
Hell yeah. That's right. Please visit madhouselive.com, subscribe to the podcast, it was just updated this morning. We already have a prank request up there, I don't know who sent it in, Birdcat. Who's Birdcat? They're in Tennessee. Do you know anybody in Tennessee named Birdcat there, Tuck? Was that you or your sister or something like that? Who's Birdcat?
No, Birdcat. Not me. What me? Never heard of the place.
Never heard of the place. All right, well, the premise, tell us some more. Hang on. Where'd it go? Oh, she hates sex, people love, and babies. She hates sex, people love, and babies. Also, she is sexy. Well, how does someone who's sexy hate sex? I mean, that's just wrong. What, is she some kind of hot nun? Or something like that? I don't know. You remember...
Hey, man, nuns are hot! Come on!
Hey, Milkman, you remember that movie Sister Act?
Yeah, numbers, girls!
Remember the Sister Act movie, the first one? Remember
what
that? Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. You remember that first movie, Sister Act? The first one, part one. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see it?
Yeah. That was a good one. It's a classic.
When I was like maybe 10, 11 years old, you know, maybe I was like 12 or 13 when that first came out. I think it was like 11 or 12. There was the one young-looking nun who was kind of skinny, and she was kind of pretty. And I admit I did whoop off to her quite a few times. She was actually, I'd hit that. And, not the other ones, though. Not Whoopi. Hell no. Whoopi's got some black lips.
Yeah.
But that one, yeah.
She got some nasty dreads going on, too, man. Nasty dreads, not. Oh.
Cool lady, but I would not want to have coitus with her at all. Yeah, we got a lot of news articles to talk about and all that stuff
that
tonight. Anyway,
two bags for you and one for her. Two for you in case she gets through the first one.
Yeah, Carlito.
Yo.
Fire up.
I wanted to mention I'm from beautiful Yokosuka, Japan today.
Wait a minute. You're
fine on the satellite.
You're in Japan right now?
I am in Yokosuka, Japan right now in my brother-in-law's apartment.
Oh, that's cool. Where's Yokosuka at? What part of Japan is that?
It's on Tokyo Bay. It's about an hour southwest of Tokyo.
It's a naval base.
He's in the Navy, so there's a big Navy base there.
Oh.
So we're visiting him here for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, cool, man.
Yep,
cool.
He's stationed here in Yokosuka.
That kicks ass. Guys, I'm down to my last match here. Hopefully it's... You guys talk, because I gotta actually get this right here. I'm under the fan, is what the problem is, because it gets sweaty in here because of the heat. So, Milkman, give the people a toll-free line and say something here, if you could. No mind.
Yeah, man, exactly. Hermanito here, he's going to go swipe Athena's lighter and fire this bad boy up. And all of you that are interested in calling in tonight, taking part in our fantastic show, you just dial 888-278-8509. That's right. You give us the time, and we'll drop your dime for you, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, all you listeners out there in Yokosuka, Japan, welcome, welcome to the world of the Mad House. Yeah.
Yes, well, yeah. I got it. Look, we got liftoff.
All right. Crazy bastards down south, we love you. We love you. Join the revolution.
All right. That's right.
That's all right. It.
All right, cool. Let's.
Right there.
I wanted to mention here also. Look, check this out. Early this week, you know, I got my iPod broke over here. It's I got a 30 gig iPod. Like 2 years ago, and it broke on me about a year ago. And I went to the Apple store with it. There's only one Apple store here in Orlando. I went there and they quoted me about $100 to repair it. I was like, dude, that's like half the price of a new iPod. Forget that. And then I consulted another company here that repairs them. And basically what happened was the headphone jack was messed up. I could only hear it on one side. The other company, a cell phone repair company, offered to repair for like $85. And I was like, nah, forget it. And then I went on eBay and I found the part that I needed. I opened up the iPod by myself. I got a little screwdriver and I repaired it by myself and it's working perfectly. Total cost was $5. And I actually got to do it myself. So I'm not a very good... As far as electronics and stuff like that go, I'm not really good at it, but I successfully performed surgery on my iPod. I'm quite proud of myself, actually. So I'm finally back in the world of having a working iPod, man.
Electronic technician.
Yeah, I saved myself like $100 right there. Yeah, so...
You want to get your iPod, if you want to get your iPod fixed in the madhouse, send it in for $50. We'll fix it for you. That's right.
That's
the
right.
The bargain price of $50.
That's right. Also wanted to mention, we do have a contest tonight. We're going to be giving out one of the free, we're going to be giving out a free Madhouse CD. If you want to get a copy of that, basically it's really easy. The first person to go into the Madhouse forums, there's a brand new thread in there under the general chatter, forum, where you're, we're listing the, our favorite movies, you know, just list off your top five favorite movies. The first person who goes in there, after now, and list their five favorite top movies along with a picture for each one, we'll get a free copy of the Madhouse Radio CD autographed by me. We're trying to get some more traffic in there, so... And if not, just go in there anyway, man. Go.
Yeah.
It's a good CD. You can download it for free over at the Madhouse website, madhouselive.com. So do that, okay?
Man, it looks nice, too, man.
Yeah.
I finally got a hold of one here, and it really looks nice, man. It's autographed, big silver letters, Carlito, the Hermanito.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Yeah,
very
you and Tuck got both ears. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuck, poor Tuck, he's the guy that designed the thing, and I still haven't sent his out yet, let alone Milkman's. I still got to send Lonesome Losers that I promised him, too. I'm behind on things. I got to get those out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, it doesn't look good. The free ones, I delay them. But if you buy it, hey, I send it right out, man. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to have... I'm not going to be a blackout.
Yeah, I got mine right away.
You got yours? Did you get yours, Badge? Everything okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, good. And it works okay, you said, too, right? No problem. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Works great. There you go. Well, I'm no Indian giver, I'll tell you what. Nunu says, if first is kind of humid hot in the UK tonight and no one has air conditioning, so people should be more easy to piss off. Dude, I hate it when the air conditioning is broken. I get so angry. I'm hoping to God we don't get a hurricane anytime soon because I'm going to be angry some of a bitch if that ever happens. Okay, anyway. We're going to get some news articles later. Let's go ahead and do a prank call right off the bat because we've been bullshitting here for about 23 minutes. Jeez. That's about, I'm like a third of the show so far, just about.
3 minutes of poop?
Yeah, basically, of poop. I've got some numbers here. Buffy's Tanning Salon, we got the Monty Bar, Cindy and Danny's Cafe, That sounds interesting. Mr. Pineapple.
Hey.
Dimple Records, Hard Luck Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr.
Pete. I worked with this dude named Pineapple, man, over at ConocoPhillips Refinery, dude.
Yeah, they call him Pineapple. They have a lot of pimples or something?
Yeah, man. No, his hair was sticking straight up, man, like he spikes, like a pineapple. Look, I got a pineapple on top of his head.
Was he Hawaiian or something?
Dude, I think he was like Samoan or something, dude. He was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we should try to call, you know what, Bill Benito.
He was about like 6 feet tall and about 450 pounds. The guy was a monster, and it wasn't so much as fat as just he was a monster.
Hey, Milkman, look for your international phone card. Maybe we can call Japan in honor of Baz being over there in the Japanese Empire, homeland, islands of the
all
Empire.
Right.
Maybe we could do that. Fire
I'm
it up.
Be digging them around. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, we'll do some Vagina cool. Jones calls. Yeah, it's always fun.
Over there.
Yeah, get us some numbers, man. We'll get Vagina Jones on the line and get some calls, you know.
I sent you 3 confirmed numbers in the chat room.
Sweet. You did? Let me see here. Oh, look at that. 7-Eleven. In Hiroshima, haha, yeah, that showed them a good lesson there, didn't we? Baz, are you Japanese? Do they have Japanese in you too, or something? I know Milkman's like half Japanese.
No.
All right, good.
No.
Well, take that, Japan.
Hey man, I'm black, brother. Don't be talking shit now, man. I'm your brother.
Motherfucker,
hey,
I'm black.
Very nice people over here.
Uh huh. Okay, guys, let's relax. Let's go ahead and do the first prank call tonight. We're gonna call Mr. Burger. Mr. Burger's in New Mexico.
Man, motherfucker, man, shit.
Shit, man, motherfucker, man, shit. That's right.
Yeah, me.
Do I have any Big Daddy Kane? I wonder if I have any Big Daddy Kane music. Here we go, Warm It Up Kane. That's an old song. I'm in the mood to hear some Big Daddy Kane.
Hey, you know who I haven't heard from in a long time, man? I'd like to hear Eddie Garcia sometime tonight.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that, Milkman, maybe. He hasn't been around for a long time. All right, here we go. The first prank of the night, Mr. Burger, coming right up, everybody. Madhouse Radio.
Zolar is God, talking about Shigeru Miyamoto. Miyamoto-san. Creator of Super Mario. Also the creator of Zelda. Also the creator of, who's the chick in the suit? On Planet Zeb, that fights the Metroid. What's her name? Samus Aran. Yep. I think he had a hand in the Donkey Kong series also.
Even now. Mr. Burger, how may I help you?
Mr. Burger, how are you? All right, nothing like a good start to the show, ain't it, guys?
Does it Nintendo creator guy get paid basic rate as anyone else who walks in there? He gets no royalties, no nothing.
Dina has an announcement today. Levy gave permission to stream his show on the Syndicate, Levyland.
Mr. Burger?
Hi, I'm sorry. Did I come off a little strong when I called in earlier, a second ago?
I don't know. I didn't answer the phone.
Oh, who answered the phone? Because she said like a curse like under her mouth and she hung up the phone on me. Because
I have no idea.
Do you know, you don't know who answers the phone there sometimes?
The people in the front answer the phone. You answered the last phone call? Says that you Well, I just wanted to apologize for what she said, if she said anything.
Well, I couldn't kind of tell, but it was kind of like that, you know, and then she got hung up the phone real quick, because I was kind of excited, someone picked up, you know, I've been calling around and making an order, no one picks up, and she finally picked up, I was like, hey, Mr. Burger, and she went, and hung up the phone on me, and I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I honestly couldn't tell you, but I can tell you that we are closed.
I really need something to eat. You know, my sugar's kind of low. And I mean, have you heard of the Good Samaritan laws?
No. I don't know what we're supposed to do, but we're closed.
Well, you're supposed to, you know, every restaurant and eating establishment in the state has, in New Mexico, by law, if I call in under Good Samaritan law, if I'm under medical duress, you're supposed to serve me regardless, or you could be, like, accountable if I went into, like, a... You know, like a coma, like a diabetic coma or something like that?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
You're saying if we don't serve him, he could get sued because he's diabetic and he's low on sugar. Talk to him.
Hello? I know you're covering the phone with your hand.
I'm your phone.
Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Hello, hello. Well, I know they're there. I'm going to call back.
Bastards. It was kind of was getting there. It was going to be... Again. We were about to bust our nut, man. Damn it.
Yeah, we got to play some jack shit there, man, because we never answered the phone the first time. Put the kibosh on it. It's all right. We'll call back. Have Jack Master call back.
Yeah, so Jeff Levy, the vomit guy, is going to have a show on Syndicate, everybody. All right, hopefully he'll be puking live on the air. That'd be cool. I'll go for that. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, they're all one company now, man. They're a monopoly now.
Yeah, Tuck, did you happen to hear Stern today? Did you hear Hogan, man? He was an awesome interview. I don't know if you caught it, but that Linda Hogan, if what he's saying is true, that Linda Hogan, his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, is a bitch, man. That is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I never really liked her anyway. Came off as sort of like
Clinton. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. And apparently she's done some bad shit to her daughter and her son, too, and all that. And, I mean, I'm a Hulk Hogan fan. I grew up in the 80s. I'm a big fan. I'm the Hulkamaniac. I ate the vitamins. I said my prayers. What else were we supposed to do? Any other Hulkamaniacs out there? Tell me real quick.
Carry the lunchbox.
Carry the lunchbox. Do a good turn every day for your country. What was it? No, it was like, say your prayers,
your muscles and beat up your future.
Do your exercises.
Do your exercises, yeah.
Exercises.
And you're supposed to drink your juice.
Is that it?
Yeah, all that stuff. I did all that, man. I did, and I saw that movie where...
Talk to your teacher every day.
Remember that movie where Hulk Hogan was from space? I saw that movie because he told me to. And he was in some other movie, too. Remember that movie where he fought that big-ass guy, Debo, the guy who played Debo later on Friday?
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny? Was
oh,
that?
Yeah. Steroids on the Rage.
Mr. Nanny. Remember that?
Well, what's the movie where he fought that big-ass guy, Tony Little, or whatever? You know who I'm talking about? That big Debo guy or whatever? You know? What the hell was he called? Zeus. He called himself Zeus for a while. And then it translated from the movie. He ended up in the WWF. At some point, they fought each other for a while. That big guy. That movie sucked too. I just remember there was a part where they offered Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
like,
that was a good one, man.
No, whatever it
disgusting
was.
Disgusting potted meat steroids.
Yeah,
dude, those are horrible.
Yeah, that Zeus guy, man, he's scary. I'd be scared of him. And he'll steal your chain and your bike, man. Watch out. Don't fuck with Debo. You get Debo'd. You want that? All right, let's call Mr. Burger back. Or call back Mr. Burger, however you want to put it. This is Madhouse Radio.
See if Jack Masterson can get a chili burger out of it.
We'll see, Milkman, we'll see. Lines are open. If you want to call in after this prank call, you can. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Do so.
And they're just hanging up now. All right, well...
Mr. and Mrs. Burger are not going to play any longer with us, and that's okay. They don't have to. Well, that's okay. We'll move on to the next prank call victim of the night.
Hey, I'm going to go get vegetarian just for that.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm going to swear off of meat for the next 10 minutes.
I'm boycotting burgers.
For the next 10 minutes, I will have no more meat. MST3 Clay, chicken and Tiny Lister, not Tony Little. Who's Tony Little? Where'd I get that from? Milkman, Wikipedia Tony Little right now. I know there's a Tony Little.
No meaticus, beaticus for the next 10 minutes.
None of that. No beating the meat. Who's Tony? Is there really a Tony Little? I got a Wikipedia machine right here. Let's see. I'm going to see who... I know that there has to be a Tony Little. Tony Little. Is that like a boxer or something?
Kind of exercise tape, I think.
Is he really? Let's see. Tony Little. Hang on, let's find out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right here. Let's see. Tony Little is an American TV fitness personality and businessman, best known for his fitness infomercial products.
That's that guy that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that stupid
really
mullet. He's the guy that's got the mullet.
The high-strung...
Really?
That, like, split thing on that little machine that does split.
That guy with the goofy face. Yeah, I know
very
who that is.
Yeah, he's got a mullet.
Okay.
He's got the mullet.
Okay.
He looks real homo.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. All right. I know it wasn't crazy. All right, cool. Awesome. Gold star for me. Woohoo. You guys are too slow, guys. Too slow. Sorry, guys.
Yay.
Okay, tons of
I have dialogue.
I know, right? You're still working on the search. out of the hourglass is going, Carlito. All right, we also got Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
They're loading up.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, Joe Bob's Chicken Joints, M&M Fishin' Chicken Shack. Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings. That's some good wings right there. You know, actually, Buffalo Wild Wings, recently Andy Dick got arrested outside of one for grabbing a 16-year-old's boobs or something. The fuck with that guy, man? I don't understand. I'm a big fan of News Radio. One of my favorite TV shows of all time is News Radio. You know, the great ensemble cast on that show. The late, great Phil Hartman, rest in peace.
Andy Dick, he's all over the place.
I love that show.
Literally,
physically,
in every other way.
Yeah, if you've never watched News Radio out there, get yourself the DVDs, or I don't think they're on syndication anymore. They were for a while on A&E, but great. I mean, it's aged. I mean, I think it was on from like 95 until 98.
But it's classic material.
Yeah.
It's classic.
You had Joe Rogan was in it, Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall. Who else was in that? Stephen Root, the guy Milton, you know, from Office Space, and he's been in a few other movies since then. Recently, funny guy. Andy Dick already said. Who else is in there? Candy Alexander's in that, and that one girl from ER is in that too. Anyway, great, and also that Phil Hartman got replaced by that other guy from
Phil Hartman.
Yeah, he got replaced by that other guy from Saturday Night Live. What's his name? What?
Look at camera number 4 in Syndicate.
Phil Hartman.
Look at camera number 4.
Yeah, look at that. Tony Little. Is that him? Yeah, it is the guy. I like to kick his ass. I bet you could kick his ass.
That's the dude right there I was telling you about.
Yeah, I hate that guy. He looks
like
that cocky motherfucker. He
is so gay.
I'd kick his ass right now if he was here. Right now, I'd kick his ass. You get me, get me Tony Little on the phone. I'll tell him. Someone give me Tony Little's phone number. Blitzkid, he's about 5 feet tall. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
see, I'll kick that.
That's the number for the number hit man.
That fucker.
Loser, get on it.
Yeah, like, get on that. I want Tony Little's number. I'm telling you what. All right. Anyway, let's get to this requested prank.
Kick that homo's ass.
I don't know if this is going to work, but we got a number here, a requested prank for an Alta, A-L-T-A. If that's really the name, I don't know, but we're going to try it. Hang on, everybody, just a moment. Next prank call tonight coming right up.
Straight off the streets of Compton. Dedicated and by most suckers hated. But I got
Lonesome Loser's correct. John Lovitz, that is correct. John Lovitz. Good work, Lonesome Loser, the other guy from News Radio. Funny guy, too. Gold star for Lonesome Loser. Me and him are tied. One apiece for the night. That ain't gonna work. No one there. All right, well, we tried your request to prank, and unfortunately, they did not answer Mr. Birdcat or Mrs. Birdcat. But if you want to send in your prank request, you can do so over at madhouselive.com. Apparently, Tony Little lives in St. Pete. Well, hell yeah. I see we're getting even closer to me kicking that guy's ass. Mean Hook Nose are gonna kick that fucker's ass.
You did the Orange Grove commercial with him and the Nike girlfriend.
Oh man, those are some funny pranks, aren't they? Who was that again? What calls were those?
Yeah.
Neighborly Lust. Yeah, there we go.
I don't know what they're called, but it was right after we did the Bill Mays call, and the Nike roommate got on the phone, let him kick your ass.
Neighborly Love is
back later and told you it was somebody else.
Yeah, no,
it was hitting up on you, remember?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Neighborly Love, those are the calls here. Hang on, let me see if I got those here somewhere. And then we call her back
it's
a few weeks later.
For all you guys out there, classic.
This is a bad version of it here.
MadHouseLive.com.
This is a crappy sounding version. Let me see if I can find a nice.
Hello.
There you go.
No,
sorry.
Where's Norman at?
Who's this?
Tim Searcy.
Who?
Tim Searcy. I was looking for Norman, please.
Searcy?
Yes.
No, Norman stepped out. May I call it?
Where's he at? He's pretty late.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
My name is Tim Searcy, I said.
I understand who you are.
Well, who are you? Who are you at? Are you the maid?
You know what? You can go fuck yourself. Call him and
hey, bitch, don't talk to me like that, woman. Rude bitch.
Whoa.
You need to stop calling out.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, and you're calling my house.
Why don't you write it down? Why don't you put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you. I'll have the cops say, just leave me the fuck alone.
I'm not scared. I want to talk to your man.
I don't care if you're not scared. Just wait. Get the fuck off my phone line.
It's man business.
Fuck you, asshole.
Okay, that's it. Yes. Well, what's going on with your old lady, man? She hung up on me twice. I'm trying to call you.
Sorry about that. Who is this?
This is Billy. You know, she said the F word to me.
This is who?
Your neighbor, Billy.
Billy.
Yes, yes.
Yes, something came up on the ID. It's
Mongolian barbecue.
Is
Mongolian barbecue?
Out?
Yes.
That's awesome. Look, I want to just let you guys know, as a member of the physical therapy department here at Health South, that I think it's beautiful that you folks are, like, you know, employing members of the community who are disabled and perhaps not as mentally advanced as the rest of us. And, you know, and I think that something that all Mongoloids are good at doing is barbecuing. Do you have it? Do they make the sauce also there with, you know, is it their own recipe, or how exactly does it work?
The sauces, they, you know, we just, I'm trying to explain it. They come in their own, like, thick sauces, and then we just add water to them.
Okay, because I heard the rumor was that, like, you had some Mongoloid kid back there, and he gets a big tub of the sauce, and he mixes water, and he mixes it with, like, his foot.
No.
Well, I mean, it's better that you guys have been doing that, because, you know, I went to Walmart the other day, and the only Mongoloid people working there were at the front, you know, giving out the carts and stuff.
Right.
And that's good that you have Mongoloids there barbecuing. I mean, is it dangerous for them to be around the fire pit?
It's not a fire, it's a walk.
It's a walk?
Yeah.
But it gets really hot, though. I mean, how hot does it get?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you anything about that.
Have you had any problem with Mongoloid kids maybe getting their eyebrows burnt off or anything like that?
No.
Nothing like that at all?
No.
Can you put one of the Mongoloid kids on the line now?
No, I'm sorry, we're busy.
Well, this is the Mongoloid barbecue, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, honestly, because, you know, usually these people like this, you know, I mean, the Nazis would have gassed them. And you're hung up already. All right, well, let me call back again and speak to the Mongoloid barbecue.
Help out with the whole cleaning out of the garage and stuff like that. We're doing it for charity, you understand?
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if you have some items over there you maybe wanted to sell or something, but, you know, honestly, your wife there, she's got a mouth on her.
No, it's not my wife. It's my roommate. But
your roommate, well, she's got a filthy mouth, filthy, disgusting mouth on her.
You said some nasty words to her.
Well, she said it first. She said it to me first, sir. What, are you calling me a liar now? Let me speak to her, please. Was she over there yelling up a storm again?
Well, she's upset because, you know, the C word was used. And,
you know what? She called me the S word.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
She was thinking that it's a bit late at night and, you know, you had mentioned you're calling me for business or something. And
I said it's a charity thing, and she's obviously against children with AIDS, apparently. She's probably racist is what it is. And she doesn't know how to speak to men on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry you had this experience with her, but she was under the impression that, you know, you were being nasty to her.
Does she clean the house at all? Does she pull her right out of it?
What's that any business of yours?
Because she's...
Look at Tone Little go. Go, man, go. Looks like a gazelle. And guys in Syndicate and watching on the video feed, let me know if the video's
Mongolian
okay.
Barbecue.
Hey, I just got disconnected there. Do you know who that young lady was that was talking to me earlier?
No, I don't. I was just cooking, sorry.
Oh, are you one of the Mongoloid kids?
I'm one of the cooks here, yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, look, I think it's very good that, you know, instead of you working at Walmart or something like that, you get a chance to work with the walks. That's very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah. Are there a lot of Mongoloid kids that work there?
There's about, right now, 5 cooks and a few waitresses and a few dishwashers.
And they're all Mongoloids?
No, we're not actually any Mongolians. We're all North Idahoans.
Well, not Mongolian, but a Mongoloid. I understand it's a place that employs, you know, people with a mental disability, Mongoloids, as we like to call them here in the South. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, do you make the sauces yourself, sir?
We prepare them here, yes.
Really? And then you get to dress yourself in the morning and everything?
Say what?
Do you get to dress yourself in the morning?
Yes.
Like
Can I help you with something, sir?
I envision in your morning you get up from your Mongoloid house where all the Mongoloids live together, and they give you your medicine, and then you get in the short bus, and then maybe they take you to
I'm sorry, you're going to have to not call here again.
What are you going to do to stop me? Well, you know what? I think that's a challenge, Milkman. I think I should maybe show him that I can call again. Let's call again.
What do you think this is? This is a prank call radio show, fucker. I call all I want.
She's a woman who doesn't clean the house and doesn't keep up with things, and I'm liable to go down there and hit her in the head with a Bible.
You're my neighbor? Where do you live? Okay, well, kindly don't call me again.
Hey, asshole. Look, first, I'm the president of the...
You're going to talk about coming over and hitting her head on the Bible?
With the Bible.
I'll come over there and hit you on the head with my fucking fist.
Let's see you try, homosexual. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. You know what that means?
Homosexual?
Yes, that's right. I'm
a fucking homosexual?
You sound like one.
Buddy... Why don't you meet me in the fucking parking lot right now?
Let's do it, motherfucker. Come on.
Come on, let's go.
You got a woman living in your house who's not even your wife.
Ongoing barbecue.
This, so you challenged me that I'm not going to call back. Looks like I
did. Officer Harrison, can you please trace this call for me? Thank you.
Officer Harrison? Pff, I play golf with Officer Harrison. Hang on.
Give him the AT&T security.
Hey, yeah.
Play that to him.
If you're not banging her, you must be gay.
Play the AT&T security thing to him.
As she just said, I don't need to fucking explain myself to you, but the fact of the matter is, she's my roommate. Well, she lives here with me and totally pulls her fucking weight, but that's none of your fucking business anyway.
Does she suck the pipe?
You know, you motherfucker, meet me in a fucking parking lot.
I'll be right there.
Let's go, buddy.
All right, faggot.
Phone number entered is invalid.
Fuck.
Check, we're approaching. See, we have two cars off the road. What were the flashers on? We'll be able to assess shortly.
I guess that ain't gonna work. I ain't gonna answer. Well, fucker. I was gonna tell him I play golf with. What
do
you see?
They're chasing your call right now. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm being traced by AT&T security. That's right.
Call is now being traced by AT&T
security.
You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Screwed we are here. Dude, honestly, I found a Shoutcast stream.
Oh, my God.
I found a Shoutcast stream that plays like the Orlando police scanner. And I actually added it to my phone. I get internet radio on my phone. I've got the data plan on my phone, you know what I mean? So I can get, like, internet radio. I can listen to my station. I can listen to, you know, like, all the different internet radio stations. I listen to, like, Soma FM. I get it on my cell phone, right? So I added it, you know, and sometimes, like, if I see an accident or something, I'll turn it on. And I'll tune it in, and I can actually hear what's going on and stuff. You'd be surprised, you know, how often I actually hear. You know, it seems like in Orlando, like... All the time I'll be listening, and it'll be a cop is like, I'm turning around, I'm going to check out, there's an African-American, looks like he's in his 20s in a basketball jersey. Like, if I was a black guy in Orlando, number one, I wouldn't be walking down the street in a basketball jersey, because apparently if you do that, you're like a target for the cops. I mean, that's literally all I hear. Like, when they give their descriptions of who they're turning around to pull over, it's like African-American in a basketball jersey. It's like the biggest thing. I mean, seriously.
One Adam 12. We got a hot one here.
Blitzkate, does this Carlito have a real cell phone? Yeah, it's a Windows Mobile. It's a T-Mobile / HTC Dash. This is it right here.
It's one of brick phones. It's about the size of a brick.
Fuck that. It's not the size of a brick. It's got a full QWERTY keyboard on it. I can listen to Sirius satellite radio on it. I can surf the web on it. I get my Outlook mail. I get all my pop mail. My Gmail comes to it. And I can actually FTP to my the Madhouse website. I can FTP to it straight from here anywhere I am.
Yeah.
It automatically updates all my podcasts. I listen to internet radio. Fun. It's got 2 gigs of memory on it. I can actually load it up. So yeah, Blitzkiss, HTC equals real phone, not one of those gimpy ass iPhones. Exactly. I can do so much more than I can do with an iPhone. On my phone, it's insane. I have no need for an iPhone. There's no need to get one. You can get so much more.
This is worth its weight in gravel.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Literally, it is. Not for another few years. Maybe there'll be a good iPhone product out there. So. Anyway, so here we are doing prank calls. This is Madhouse Radio.
iPod.
Okay. If you want to reach us again, the toll-free line is open. Make sure the line is open here so I can hear it ring. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Did want to mention, apparently here, the world's oldest joke. This is a news story. This came from Kopany earlier this week. Kopany sent in a news article here with the world's oldest joke. The world's oldest joke, we're going to give it a shot here. Apparently, the world's oldest recorded joke has been traced back to 1900 BC and suggests toilet humor was as popular with the ancients as it is today. It's a saying of the Sumerians who lived in what is now southern Iraq, and it goes something like this. And to me, it isn't that funny, but apparently this is the world's oldest recorded joke. Something which has never occurred since time immemorial, a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
The Sumerians, it's a laugh riot.
Yeah, apparently it's a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap. Apparently that's a joke from the ancient Sumerians. I say again, a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Ancient Sumerians find that funny as shit. Ancient Sumerians are listening right now.
What was that joke, Carly?
Got
cut out, bro. Try it one more time.
All right, let me try it again. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Maybe.
Or maybe Tuck will talk over it again. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Tuck.
Anyway.
A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
That's it. Right. Yeah, okay. I get it. Here's one from 1600 BC. This one was found in ancient Egypt. How do you entertain a bored pharaoh? You sail a boatload of young women dressed only in fishing nets down the Nile and urge the pharaoh to go catch a fish. Okay, good deal. Yeah, that's...
Right.
Yeah.
You go, Moses.
No wonder they're fucking extinct. Anyway, Blitzkay said, yeah, see, here, we're talking HTC here. You know, actually...
No wonder they're extinct.
He says his year-old HTC phone has GPS, Bluetooth, EVDO, full-corded keyboard, much better software. Welcome to 2006 Apple use. Exactly. There's so much stuff you can't do with the iPhone, even the 3G version of it. If you have a 3G iPhone, even if you're lucky enough to live in an area that has 3G service, I mean, it's just... Well, doesn't the new iPhone has GPS on it, though, right? Athena's BlackBerry's Curve has GPS on it.
It's a gimmick, dude.
Yeah, I get I don't get like...
It's a gimmick.
I get GPS. It's called... It's a different version of GPS. It uses cell phone towers for triangulation. Like, I've got... I actually got, like, Google Maps on here, and it'll actually find my location within several hundred meters, I think. Because I know, like, the iPhone and those GPS, those will find you within, like, what, 5 feet or something like that. This one finds me, like, within 100 meters or something like that. You know, it's not turn by turn, but it's close enough, you know, and it's Google Maps. I mean, it's really easy to use. I can sync it up with online with my own Google Maps and stuff like that. I can send the maps directly to my cell phone, you know, from the computer and vice versa. It's really cool. What's so funny, Milkman? What the hell?
Hermano, are you looking at Nini's comments here, what his suggestions are?
Call people and tell them that joke. Oh, man.
Make me laugh.
Yeah.
You'll just see how strong these jokes are.
Yeah.
Why they stood the test of time.
Yeah, let's find out. Why not? Okay.
For those of you who can't see Nuna's comments, he's saying, Carlito, call people and tell them that joke. Call and tell the people that Egypt joke.
All right, we'll do that.
Egypt.
Let's call Egypt. I don't have any numbers in Egypt. I don't know. Oh, Milkman, jeez. Okay, Milkman.
Not just a Marian joke.
Sorry.
Good God, Milkman, you're going to be dying here pretty soon, aren't you?
Ooh, I'm not hard.
I hear that death rattle, bro, man. You got to watch out for that.
Oh,
guy.
Jeez. He's 87 years old here. He's been good knowing all of you. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, guys. Calm down. All right, now, in Brazil, we were following this story earlier in the year, a few months ago, that priest who went off in the balloon. His body's been found. It's confirmed. They found his body in early July, and they just finally confirmed that a medical examiner says that the DNA tests have confirmed that the body was of the priest. So apparently he did not rise to heaven. He did fall down to earth after 3 days and is now dead. There you go. For those of you who are wondering what happened.
Wow.
Oh, now we know.
He was translated directly to the surface of the planet.
Exactly. Right back down to earth. A man, you know, here's a good story.
Me and Scotty.
A 57-year-old man was charged with shooting his lawnmower with a sawed-off shotgun. apparently, he was drunk. He got pissed because his lawnmower wouldn't start, so he got his shotgun and shot it. He said, quote, I can do that. It's my lawnmower in my yard, so I can shoot it if I want. Well, hell yeah, you can. What's wrong with that?
Shit, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
If I want to shoot...
If people, of course, can.
Who says... It's no, technically, it's his shotgun. It's his lawnmower, and it's his front yard. Why can't a man shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Why can't
his yard.
You know, Elvis used to shoot his TV all the time when he got pissed off. The fuck? If I wanted to go outside now and start shooting bullets into my car, make, you know, because I got mad, well, that's, you know, as long as it's my property. Wait, he didn't break any laws. He didn't, that's not someone else's
fault. All that is example of gun control. Hitting your target. That's gun control. Hit your target.
Yeah, man. It's illegal to discharge a firearm? Why? You can't just shoot a firearm, even if it's yours. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's a lawnmower. It's a fucking dangerous thing. It wasn't working right. You had to put it down, man, like a horse. You got to put the horse down, you know, and get
that's
shot.
That's right. That thing could have got rabid and attacked people like you should have put toenails back.
You could have gone crazy and killed somebody, man. He was trying to trying to save the neighborhood from a crazy lawnmower.
Might have trimmed somebody's
toenails. Fuck, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running on the loose.
Jeez. A man with no reason to be arrested was arrested. There was no reason to arrest a guy because he hadn't done anything wrong. In Tampa Bay, some guy kept calling 911 saying he wanted to be arrested, and they finally went out there and arrested him. He had no warrants out for his arrest. Whatever. What? Here's one that interested me exactly. A guy in Seattle was involved in a violent crash. A cyclist spoke out to apologize for what happened. He's hoping to quell any possible backlash on the roads from other cyclists. Apparently he was driving his friend out on a date on her birthday apparently, and he was surrounded by people on bicycles who were taking part in some kind of demonstration, some cyclist demonstration. He turned around to drive, you know, to drive away, and they blocked him in, and he felt threatened, and he popped the clutch and he ran over two of them or something like that, and they got hurt. And apparently, like, there's some fear that the cyclists are going to turn on drivers and there's going to be a big backlash and there's going to be fighting in the street. But let me tell you something, bicyclists, okay? Bicycle versus car. Who do you think wins, Tuck? Who would win in a fight, a bicycle or car? A car, right? You told me the last time...
Bicycle versus car.
Yeah. And who would win car versus... Car versus telephone pole. Telephone pole wins every time, right? Now, telephone pole versus bicycle.
Telephone pole wins.
Yeah.
Nah, I think the car will win.
Bicycles from Seattle.
Because the car will chop the telephone pole in half, so I think that's winning.
I don't know. But, yeah, so apparently there's some. This is in the Cascade Bicycle Club.
And then they got to burn the telephone pole up for fire.
You know, bicycles can be sneaky motherfuckers and get you when you're not aware of it. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, Dina's asking if I want to prank Henry Hill.
They might pop a wheelie right in front of you.
Yeah, sure, I'll prank Henry Hill. That's fine. Not a problem. I could do that. We'll try it. All
right. He's the Goodfellas, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's the guy from Goodfellas. That's right. The story is based on him. Great movie. How about some music? In continuation.
There we go. Is that good enough?
Dino sending in the number for Henry Hill. Is it really Henry Hill? I don't know. Well, yeah, he's been working with the Syndicate people about doing a show, I think, right? So, yeah, maybe it is a real Henry Hill, that bastard.
Yeah.
I like Benny Hill.
Benny Hill, rest in peace. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Sandy Carbano.
Any Wet Packer of the Stern Show is pretty much Syndicate affiliated.
George Carlin, rest in peace.
These days.
I really don't think Henry Hill is a fucking whack packer, though, is he? Technically, I don't think he is. He's just a ex-gangster.
Basically, I mean, you know, within you know, common range, you know.
He's a fucking rat is what he is.
Lumping down together.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell him Sammy the Bull Gravano's out to get him.
Okay, guys. Let's go. That's enough of the news. Let's do some more prank calls here. Nunu's getting upset. He's calling me a wanker already. He's getting a little livid. We're going to call the...
It's getting cranky. It's past his bedtime. Give that wanker a shot of scotch.
All right, we're going to call M&M Fish and Chicken Shack. This one is in Reno, Nevada. Everybody, hang on. Well, that's weird. Well, let me play a prank call real quick here. Let me play the rest of that before if anybody can hear. Oh, yeah, I'm on Justin at least. Look at my nice new haircut, huh? There we go. Hang on, everybody. We're trying to fix the Syndicate. We lost the Now Live feed somehow, some way. just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? You didn't show up, man.
What the hell are you talking about? I was outside.
Bullshit, I was out there, too.
Yeah, well, you must be fucking Invisible Man because I was out there, brother.
You must be a homosexual yourself.
I must be what?
A homosexual because you didn't show up. You hid behind your old woman.
You keep using the word homosexual, man. You got some kind of latent problem there, dude?
No, it's you the one that's homosexual.
Well, you, like I said, you have a hang-up with homosexuals.
Until you...
You know what that usually indicates, don't you?
You know what? The burden of proof...
Psychiatrists say that if you got a big hang-up with that, it's because you're latent homosexually.
No. Who says that?
That's what psychiatrists say, dude.
Well, you know what my pastor says?
I really don't give a flying fuck what your pastor says.
Yeah.
All I care is about what you say to me and my roommates.
Well, listen, I'm an attorney.
Your pastor can say whatever the fuck he wants.
I'm an attorney.
If you want to fucking meet out in the parking lot, brother, do it.
Look, why don't you come...
I waited out there for you for 10 minutes.
You can... Why don't you just come to my place, dude?
What?
Come to my place. Come out to my place. Seriously, we'll come over here. We'll talk like men. And then we'll have a penis sword fight.
I ain't gonna talk like men to you, brother. I'm gonna bust your fucking jaw.
Okay. Well, here. Look, you come over. I'm at my boy's house. We're in unit.
Where you live, man?
Unit.
What's that?
Unit. You come over right now.
You know where I live?
Yeah, I know where you live, son of a bitch. You're right down the street.
What's my address?
Building. You think I don't know what you did to my car, you faggot?
What I did to your car?
You fucked up my car.
I fucked up your car?
Yes, you did, motherfucker.
You gotta be out of your mind.
You got that
fucked up anybody's car.
You got that lesbian over there living in your house, doesn't even clean the damn place.
Excuse me?
You got that lesbian over there down there at your house, doesn't even clean the damn place like a woman should because she's a lesbian.
Listen, what do you got against me, dude?
You're a faggot who messed up my car.
Messed up your car? How?
He's gonna kick your ass.
Why did I mess your car up, dude?
You scratched it up and you tried to steal my
Hold
stereo.
Hold on, hear what he says about my car. What? How did I mess up your car?
You scratched it up when you tried to steal the radio out of it.
I never touched your fucking car, dude.
Then why is it you
never touched it?
Why don't you come help me out? Let me
you're
talk.
You're calling about the car a minute ago. You're doing a questionnaire. Why don't you come out with the real truth, you little pussy?
You shut up, you cunt.
Oh, I'm a cunt, but you're a pastor and all this other bullshit. Where do we live?
I'm not a pastor,
bitch. Where do we live? Where do we live?
Building.
Wrong answer.
Bullshit, bitch.
Alrighty, well, apparently what I'm being told is that Now Live, which is the service that we use for SyndicateRadio.tv, has crashed. So that is the reason why we lost the Syndicate feed, unfortunately.
Wow.
That would explain what happened.
Now Live crashed.
Yeah, what I do understand, however, is that Justin.tv should still be up. Everyone on the Madhouse side, let me know if the video feed over on Justin is working, please. And I'm going to keep watching. If they will let me know the moment that... Let me know the moment that we get back access to Now Live, and I will rapidly go back in to the Syndicate side of things. But for the time being, you can still listen to us over here at Madhouse side, I believe. Well, definitely you can hear the show on Shoutcast. Sir Dick Van Wrinkle confirms that the video feed is working here on the Justin feed over at the MadhouseLive.com chat room. So good. We're going to keep going forward, and hopefully we'll be joining our brothers and sisters.
So and, I guess what I'm asking soon. It wasn't you that crashed. Now Live, the entire system crashed,
maybe I did.
Correct?
What the hell? I got it weird. This is something, guys. You know, let me let you guys know something. I'm not a big fan of text messaging. I just got a text message from a person that I know. I consider him a friend. But we don't talk that much on the phone. But he's still a friend, Mr. Dewan Patterson here. Let's see how smart you are. Mary's father has five daughters. Nana, Nene, Nini, No.
Oh, I hate that shit.
What's the fifth daughter's name? Text back the answer.
And Nunu.
No.
And Nunu.
Nana, Nini, Nene, and No. What is
and Nunu.
It's new. Yeah, Nunu. Nunu, hey, right, Nunu, awesome, man. That's cool. Cool, man. Well, Nunu, you're apparently a Shoutcast thing. Dino's in the chat room over here at the Madhouse side. Thanks for making it, bro. Good to see you. Let me know as soon as you find out that we can get back in Now Live. We'll go right back over there. We've got a German guy. He says, "Hi, I am German." Hi, German. How you doing? I'm Puerto Rican.
Well, great. Hi, German. Hey. I'm American.
Yeah, he's American, and I've got a Milkman is Japanese American. And Baz, what are you? American too? What are you?
Hey, motherfucker. Stop American. Talking shit.
Motherfucker, I ain't that shit. I ain't yellow. Anyway, okay, cool. Killer, look at that. Look, man, here's some.
I'm Negro, man.
Here's someone we haven't seen in a long time.
California.
California, man, dude. What's up, man? Long time listener, long time no see.
Dude, I've been out in L.A., man. Where the hell you been, Killer?
I know,
right?
Heard
from you the whole time I've been in L.A.
Fuck, that sucks. Well, that's good to see California here, man. Old time brother man. Okay, cool. Who else is made? I see Dino's in here, of course. I saw Saigon running around. DC Loke. I'm a porn director. Big Jimbo Hayes, the man himself. MST3 Clay's in the house. Sir Dick Van Winkle. Ellie made it finally. Fall's in here. Wait. Why didn't you guys tell me Fall was back in the house, too? Look at this. This is like old time.
You were busy collecting Now Live or something.
Jeez.
Whatever that was.
Fall, New, Tuck, Milkman, Lonesome Loser, yes, here's of course back. Carlito, yep. yada.
Alrighty.
Yeah, there's some people are still able to stay in the syndicate room. Milkman's in there still, Saigon, Zolar's God, Baz, Blitz K, Sidekick Chuck's in there still trying to hold it down, Disturb D, Clavin's in there, big old Kurt, cool. Fall says she's trying to listen to download Winamp on dial-up. Ooh, good luck with that. Well, there's links on there if you have Windows Media Player, Fall. You can listen to it on Windows Media Player. Just click on the link for it. They're on the front page and all that good stuff.
If you have iTunes, you can do it there.
iTunes also, that's right. And we have our own player. You click on the launch of the Madhouse Player on the front page, and you can do it there.
She needs Java, though. She's on dial-up.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay.
It
doesn't matter. It'll take forever to do that.
Yeah, guys.
I love to go with the Windows Media Player, Fall.
Well, if you can't hear, you got the type of chair.
Exactly.
You drag it right into iTunes, and it works.
We're telling Fall what to do, and it's like, hello, she can't hear anyway, so what the hell, what's the matter? Let her figure it out on her own, okay? All right, we're going to call the Monkey Island Hotel, Milkman. This is in England, Berkshire, England, home of the Jews. Let's do it. Yeah.
Quite good.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Approach Control, this is Cessna 0281 Echo 119.
Hello, I dial an extra zero.
Please check the number and dial again.
Whoops, and the guys are advising Fall. Does VLC work with Shoutcast? I've heard a lot of recommendations for VLC. I don't use it, but I have it installed.
I use VLC, but I've never tried it for Shoutcast.
I haven't either. I don't know if it's compatible. I'm assuming it is. Cause
it doesn't work very good for me because of my dial-up, but people say it works well.
Really? Okay.
It works great with movies and video clips.
That's what I hear.
I'll try it here in a second and find out.
Yeah, I hear really good things about VLC and video.
Version.
Yeah, here, if anybody out there is looking for a good player, an alternative to Winamp, perhaps?
The best thing that works for Shoutcast and dial-up is iTunes.
Really? It's more stable. You don't say.
iTunes sucks.
For what
iTunes
I have.
iTunes sucks, man. You got to be a Mac. You have to be a Mac.
Yeah, but for what I have, it works better than anything else. Everything else comes out within it.
Right. That's because you got a Mac.
You got a Mac. That's right. That's right. That's why.
Don't miss... lead our users.
Because I have a Mac.
He's sucking the cock of Bill Gates. Or who's in charge of Microsoft now that Bill Gates left? Steve Ballmer? Yeah, Ballmer now.
That guy's
a fucking asshole too.
He's going around the world.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, let's try to call that Monkey Island Hotel again.
Operating system. Hey, Amato, I was talking to some software designers and engineers out in L.A. that are my friends.
Yep.
And they told me, I was asking them about the operating systems and what they use. All they use is XP in the actual design rooms there for the software. And when I said, well, what about Vista? He told me we call that the temporary operating system, the temporary OS.
It's another Windows meme, man.
Because they're already...
Yeah, it's not...
Yeah,
not.
It is, because they're using that as a holdover until...
Windows 7.
What they call Office 7 comes out. I mean, Windows 7.
Windows 7.
Windows 7 comes out, exactly.
And what's MinWin? Have you heard of MinWin, like the bare-bones version of Windows that's going to be coming out, too? Have you heard anything about that?
Not yet.
I'll find out,
though, bro.
I heard some stuff about it. That's all I know. Hang on. Monkey Island Hotel, trying again.
Actually, playing pretty damn good in VLC. I'm listening to it right now.
Awesome. Cool.
Sounds killer.
Back of your card. We're sorry.
You can't see
your
with
call
it.
4000 cannot be completed.
Why does he keep sending him dialing an extra zero?
Please check the number and dial again.
Message 15.
Stop it. I must be drunk.
Number. You have 1 hour 44 minutes 59 seconds. For this call.
I think I got this time.
See the back of your card.
I did talk to Recklude earlier today. He said he tried to make it, but as you see, he hasn't made it.
The Monkey Island Hotel. For reception inquiry, press 1. For reservations, please press 2. For restaurant reservations, please press 3. For sales, please press 4. For accounts inquiries, please press 5. For other departments, please press 6. Thank you.
I wasn't paying attention. I hit 0. Zolar's got us sending a number for Alice Cooter.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Do you make reservations for spaces?
Sorry, sir.
Are you sleeping?
No.
You're sleeping on the job, sir. How dare you?
I'm not sleeping. I was actually
resting your eyes.
In the toilet.
Were you resting your eyes?
No, I was in the toilet.
You were what?
I hear you. Sorry, who is that?
You were in the toilet?
No, I was.
What were you doing in the toilet?
Who's that?
You go on the toilet, not inside the toilet, you moron.
No, I'm outside the toilet.
You went inside the toilet?
I heard you ring call and I came here, yes.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's ew. You didn't wash your hands, did you?
Yes.
Did you wash your hands?
I did.
I don't think so. Be honest with me. Tell me the truth, because I won't report you if you tell me the truth. Did you wash your hands or no?
Yes, I did.
So if I were to do a swab test on your hands right now, wouldn't it come up with pee-pee germs on it?
Nah, it's okay.
Because how many rings did the phone ring before you picked it up?
Actually, it was on the keyboard, and it was converted actually on the handset, which is Porter, Knife Porter, and it was on the keyboard. That's why the ring was not directly coming on the phone set, which is on reception actually. And I was sitting there, this is on back side room, and I heard it tone, and I came here in the back room, and I now converted it into the main set.
Well, you got a whole story behind that one, don't you, buddy?
Where are you, sir?
I'm in America.
Good.
Good. It is good, right? Well, you don't have a problem with that, do you?
Can I take your details, please?
You can. So, before, I mean, I'm really concerned with this. I mean, I don't think you really had enough time if you were on, in the toilet, like you said. Inside of it, especially. You weren't even on. You were, like, inside the toilet. And then the phone rang, and then you ran. Obviously, did you have time to wipe your... I mean, were you doing a number one or number two?
Pardon?
Were you doing a number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two? Oh, man, you did not have enough time to get up, put your pants back on from sitting down, wipe the ass, and then wash your hands. Hey, Athena, this guy says that he was doing a number two, right? And he heard the phone ring, and then he ran to the phone, but he still washed his hands.
No, actually, I told you earlier that I was in front office of reception at that time after doing that. And then I heard your tone. It was on the handset, and then I picked your phone. I think it's on first or second ring.
What kind of soap did you use? That's a good question, Athena. Good question.
What good question?
What kind of soap did you use? My wife wants to know what kind of soap you use. We don't go to places where people who don't wash their hands when they do number two. Because now you touch the phone, and you're going to handle the money and everything now?
Yeah, good time.
Was it antibacterial? No, sir.
How can I help you, sir?
Can you say the word colostomy bag?
Yeah, can you say the word colostomy bag? Do you know what that is, or have you? Did you see one?
Sorry?
Do you use a colostomy bag?
Bag.
The colostomy bag. Do you have one of those?
Repeat after me.
No.
Repeat after me. You ready?
Okay.
I am. A dirty.
Not.
No, say what I said. The customer's always right. I am...
Not.
I am a dirty. Say it.
I'm not.
Say, I am a dirty. You say it.
If you are, then, sir, I can, what can I do?
No, say you are a dirty.
No, I'm not. I'm clean.
My turban
is clean,
dirty.
Man. That is...
I'm clean.
You're
My
bad.
Is dirty.
Why would you even admit that you were in the toilet when I called? Why would you even do that? Why? Why would you say, "Oh, I was out. I was smoking a cigar."
Actually, honestly, I was not doing any wrong thing. Okay, if you believe me, honestly, I was not doing any wrong thing, and I just got there. I just heard your sound, and I came back.
Well, we're calling because we got a report that this place wasn't passing its cleanliness standards in the first...
No, it's okay. Everything is okay. I'm 100% fit. I'm okay. I'm clean. There's no problem with me.
Well, I'm going to give you a bad rating on hotels.com. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Because you are dirty. I'm going to write down in my review, F-, and you're dirty. Hey, Theta, give me a lighter. You got a lighter? Can you throw that lighter at me, please? I'm sorry, I'm talking to my fiancé over here. Where is it? Give me that shit, woman. Okay, so hey, write down, I need three spaces. Why are you closing the window for? Fucking bitch. Are you there, sir? Hello? Mr. Dirty Monkey? Alright.
No. I don't know where the hell we're going with that. Why did you close the window for?
Because I don't like it open.
I don't care if you don't like it open. I'll let people be able to see what's going on outside.
I don't like people to see.
I see cars driving by all the time.
Yeah, people like to see that. See? Why don't you go to sleep?
You wanted me to stay up.
I don't want you to stay up anymore. Go to sleep. Bother me. I liked it better when you went to sleep and didn't listen to the show. I like to talk to ladies, and ladies look at me. And it's, oh, wow, you look like Ricky Ricardo.
Show me your wang.
Yeah. Apparently no one can get in the room. It's not loading. Mine did after like 10 minutes, people say. Yes, apparently there's some pretty big problems with the stick cam room here. Which, Athena, you got a text message over there.
I know.
Anyway. You're coming in clear like you're on the mic. That's pretty cool. But apparently the video just died. We lost the video.
He's in here.
DTT's in here. All right, guys, come on. Let's focus here. Let me light this first Athena, okay? There you go. That is really weird how the video just died like that.
Athena on cam?
No, Athena's on a cam. Are you on cam, Athena? No, she's not. The cam's dead. I don't see anything on the camera at all. The camera looks dead to me. Look at that. It's dead. Whole thing just crashed.
What?
Cannot connect to video source. All right, hang on. Let me try to fix this again.
Where's
that at? I don't know. All right, I know this is bad radio, folks. We're just having technical difficulties.
This is all the bad news.
Gangrene should call in, man. We haven't seen talked to Gangrene in a while. He was right before we started the show. We were playing an old Gangrene call from a little while ago.
Gangrene's here.
Yeah.
He's on the chat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He should call in. We were playing an old.
Okay.
That's why.
It says your band. All right, he's banned.
He shouldn't be banned. Gangrene's banned? He's not banned. Gangrene's like, he does some of the promos for us and stuff. Athena, who's text messaging over there? Some other guy? Are you drinking or something? Why are you so happy? Be miserable. Let me see this. Who'd you vote for? Athena just text messaged in America's Next Dance Crew. Oh, jeez. Do you know that's how they get your phone number? Now you're going to get calls and stuff.
No, I haven't.
Thanks for voting, THX. There go MTV. You will only get this message once. Vote as many times as you like. Watch MTV Thursday at 10 p.m., 9 Central for results. Who'd you vote for?
I don't
don't remember their names. It was the second crew. They were really good.
You didn't even know who you voted for?
It was the all-guy dance crew.
The all-guy dance crew?
Yeah.
Dude, that crew last season with the skates?
Break skate
was the shit, man. That's bullshit. They got voted out like they did.
Hi.
Yeah. You shut up, Milkman.
Hey.
All right, anyway, we're back. Video's back up now. Syndicate isn't back up, but the video feed...
They're gangrene to these bands from Syndicate.
Why is gangrene banned from Syndicate? You shouldn't be. And it was saying we're playing a funny prank...
Hey, we're doing
that.
Great.
I don't know.
We're playing a funny prank call from, God, I want to say that was like almost a year ago where we did a glory hole calls, and he was calling the glory hole shelter or something like that, I think. Funny stuff. Okay, anyway, let's continue here with another prank call. We're going to call Nigel Butt in England. Just a moment, folks.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster shit.
This is the operator with a collect call from...
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1. Now.
God, this is a cigar tastes nasty. Something's up with this, like a bad batch.
Hello,
is Nigel there?
Why? Who is it?
Well, I wanted to let him know he needs to turn the air conditioning off. It's too loud and it's bothering me. Hello?
Really?
Yeah, you guys are bothering me with all the noise you're making here tonight. I haven't had a lick of sleep all night tonight.
Well, I think you've got the wrong number, so why don't you just wise up and get the right one?
Why don't you piss off, woman, and put your man on the phone?
I'm not arguing with you. Bugger off.
Bugger off? What's bugger about, anyway? Let me call her back, rude woman.
Bugger off.
I'm just calling and arguing. They're just going to hang up the minute I start being mean. My God. Apparently there's a big heat problem in UK, Athena. Aren't you happy we're not going to start a honeymoon off in the UK now?
Woo-hoo.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We were going to. Now we're going to Puerto Rico. Oops. I thought it wrong. What's your honeymoon again? 5 days in San Juan? And then a 10-day cruise?
Seven-day
cruise? Why can't we do 10 days?
Because they were
offering 7. God damn it. Bull crap. I went on a 10-day cruise out of, Florida. So I don't want to go back to work after our marriage. Can I just retire after we get married and get it over with?
No.
Great.
You're supposed to be the man.
I don't want to be the man. You be the man. You wear the pants. I want to go, on disability early. That's my dream.
Golfer?
Golfer, yeah. I'm going to golf and play WoW till I'm 80. Hope we get a Democrat in office, man. Get some nice retirement.
Fix up
the back of your card.
Fix up things in this country so I can retire at 50 and on unemployment and welfare with these UK guys. You know, they only have to work, 4 days a week in the UK. That's what I heard.
Hello?
Hey, Nigel, what's going on, man?
Who's calling?
This is the guy from the air conditioning patrol, and I was trying to explain to your old lady there that there was too much noise coming out of your home tonight, and I'm going to have to file a complaint against you tomorrow at the public court. Hmm?
Who's calling?
I'm with the air conditioning patrol, and you had too much noise coming out of your air handler and your condenser coils. So I'm going to be filing a complaint against you unless you give me some money right now.
So, it's a very bad line.
No, it's a good line. I think you're acting like you can't hear me because you know you're guilty.
Right. Why are you ringing? Where are you ringing from, please?
I'm a high-paid American lawyer, sir. You understand?
Yeah.
And I represent your neighbor who's complaining that you're making way too much noise tonight out of your condenser coils and your air conditioner. So I'm going to be filing a complaint against you tomorrow, and I'm going to take away your TV and your air conditioning unless you come to a settlement right now over the phone with me. I'm trying to extort you is what I'm saying. Have you ever heard of extortion before? Sir?
You have, it's 4:30 in the morning.
Well, not, it's 11, it's 11:30 in the United States, and we're the superior country. You gotta admit we're the superior nation in the world, right? Well, at least superior to you. In terms of landmass, naval power.
So what you can't do?
Well, I'm imposing on you that we're a superior nation in terms of landmass, natural resources, naval power, and gross domestic product. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Just keep talking whilst I understand what you're trying to say.
Well, I want you to agree with me that the United States of America is superior to you in landmass. Right? We have more landmass than you do, right? Sir? I've talked to you before. We've had this conversation before, haven't we, Mr. Butt?
I don't think you're making any sense to me at all.
Well, maybe I'm just calling in to, you know, josh your buttons a little bit or something like that at 4:30 in the morning. Maybe I get my kicks off of that. You ever think about that? You can hang up the phone now if you like. Mr. Butt? Mr. Buttocks. I think he's rubbing it on the phone. Alright, I'm going to hang up on him.
I just burnt myself with some ash. That was a rather odd conversation.
I think Mr. Butts was rubbing his butt in time to your presentation there. He sounded very distracted.
Is Now Live back up yet? Let me check.
Nope. You can't even get into the chat room no more.
Yeah, and that live went down. Probably maintenance are saying here. That sucks. Athena, did you vote again?
No, I actually voted here, but I voted 5 times.
Did you text Aaron to vote?
No.
Oh, how much did they charge you to vote?
Nothing. I have unlimited text.
Because you're with AT&T?
Yeah.
The new AT&T. Awesome. Hey, thanks for letting me leave the window open. Bye, bro. All right, that's Athena, everybody. That's here for Athena. Yeah. She went back to her TV show. Someone is sending in a link for smouch.net/LOL. I'm not going to click on that link. I've learned my lesson to click on blind links from people like that I don't really know. No offense, of course, sir, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But thank you very much for playing. Madhouse Radio. DTT is like going upset that he can't see us on Now Live right now. Is Douche being kicked in the chat room for being dumb? What's he doing?
Yeah.
Okay, you think?
Oh, my. Imagine that. Nina says, stupid Athena talking about crappy TV shows. Hear, hear, my friend. Thank you. That coming from the guy in the UK, the originators of crappy TV. And bad humor. The Dead says, Carlos. And to Dead, I say to you, Steven. Hello, sir. How are you? Thanks for listening tonight. Let's give a call to one of these numbers for Fuck You Too Ho, a.k.a. Gatling 30, a.k.a. Mike and T. He sends a number in for... This is the same numbers he always sends. He always sends in the same numbers. Marianne...
He's always sending the same homo shit.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
He's never original.
Hey, what's going on, Douche?
Nothing.
Why are you being kicked? Tell me.
Speaking of retard.
Tell Daddy what's happening.
I just wanted to be green.
He just wanted to be green. Guys, he just wants to be green. Let him be green. Oh, my God.
And be kicking me out.
You are now green.
You can be green. I give you permission to be green, Douche.
You're green now, Douche. I have made you green.
Oh, my God. How was your week, Ben, sir?
Pretty good.
Yeah? You sound really happy. How much you had to smoke tonight? How many bowls of... Huh?
What are the shadows saying tonight?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember? Well, it's probably like 4 or 5 bowls right there, dude. Wow.
Ask him what the shadows are saying.
Tell the milkman to make me green.
Yeah, milkman. He wants to get milkman. Were you gonna let Douche be green or what? Is it a bad thing to be green? It's not easy being green, you know.
Negative.
Negative.
Negative. We've got one green already.
You've been kicked again, Douche. Oh man.
Behave.
Douche, if you call in with a girl on the line, we'll let you stay green, okay?
You really?
Yeah.
Cardio, ask Deuce what the shadows are calling.
Hang on, Deuce. Tuck's gonna say something. Oh, ask him what now, Tuck? If his shadows what?
What are their shadows saying tonight?
What are the shadows saying tonight? If you have any idea what that means.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so if I call in with a girl, I get to be green?
Yeah, absolutely. You can be green on a permanent basis from now on if you call in with a girl.
Okay, sure.
All right, man. Talk to us then.
Okay, bye.
Not easy,
man,
green.
Yeah, I do that because I know he's never going to get a girl on the phone. He did once, though. Didn't he get, like, his mom on the line or something like that?
That's some retarded one that, like, was laughing and shit. But I think that would be an accident.
Dino wants to be purple. Fall wants the dead to call in. I'll ask him to call in. Hang on. Fall, the dead, apparently he did bad. He did poorly on his final tonight. So he's not too happy. Fall wants you to call.
He went poopy.
She is.
He went poopy. Where's he at? Is he in the chat room?
No, he's on AIM.
He's not in the chat room. Where's he at?
He's on AIM. He messaged me.
The chat room.
He messaged me about 8 minutes ago.
Put me in a wanker in some of the chat room.
Yeah, anyway, so
Douche loves him.
Someone was asking.
Douche loves him.
What song that was. That's Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. That was the instrumental sample of it, but that's what it was. What a Fool Believes. I'll play a little bit of that song here as we prepare to do our next prank call. The dead says to Fall.
I'm always green.
Gangrene's here. Gangrene. Permanently green. What's up, brother man? Welcome home.
It's good when you plug in your microphone and you can hear me, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, here's a... You gotta love the dead. The dead says this, quote, tell Fall to fuck an ice pick. All right, man. Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
You heard it here first, everybody. Sorry, Paul. He says that's just the dead being the dead, man. There you go. There's the proof right there if you didn't...
Today he was talking about Zolar having a small penis. So I don't really know what all that means.
Zolar? Zolar has a small penis?
He has a small penis.
Oh, well, man.
Can I play the dead messages off
random
my answer
messages
machine?
I get from the dead.
You have messages of the dead on your answer machine there, Gangrene?
Have messages.
Yeah, play them. Let me know. Cue them up. Let me know when before you do it. I'm going to do a prank call first. But
I got to find my phone. Hold on.
You got to find your phone.
I'll be back.
All right, anyway, we're going to do a prank call. Listen to Doobie Brothers, folks. We'll be right back with the next prank of the night. Who are we calling? I don't know. I'll figure it out on the fly. That's how we do things here.
It's Michael McDonald.
Not Michael McDonald. This is John Doobie. We're calling Donna Worthy in England.
Same thing. Michael McDonald.
Was Michael McDonald the Doobie Brothers?
Liz Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, same thing!
Same thing.
Yeah, he was.
Shaq, all of them. Hang on, folks, don't go anywhere.
It's $180 a ticket.
21 seconds for this call. For applicable fees, see the back of your car.
21 seconds.
I know, big down to the second. That's a good deal, though. Per second billing. What was that old cell provider used to do that? I used to have them. They're gone now. They got bought by Verizon, I think.
Hello.
Miss Worthy.
Yes?
You are worthy, my sister. How are you? Yeah, go ahead and hang up, you fucking twat. Anyway, what was the cell phone company used to do that? Well, I used to have my...
I didn't like you.
She doesn't like it at all.
Well, I'm trying to remember now. My first cell phone I ever had, back in like 99.
What, Cellular One? Cellular One?
No. Cellular One. What was the other one?
Cellular One, I think.
No.
Alltel just got bought out by Verizon.
No, I'm talking like they got bought out like in 99 or 2000. Who were they?
99,
Verizon bought them out. They used to say, we got 2 per second dialing. Or maybe T-Mobile bought them out. I'm trying to remember. No. I think it was...
Rich?
No. I mean, I'm talking old. This is like 90s, straight up 90s style. Let me see. Let me Wikipedia Verizon, see who they might have bought. Verizon Wireless...
You know what's stupid about the Alltel buyout? Alltel just resold Verizon.
So Verizon bought Alltel? Really? They're out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, but all they do is resell Verizon service. Alltel was Verizon, just a reseller.
So they really just like drove them back up. Wasn't really that big of a buyout, huh?
They probably just get a few more dollars per person now. So.
Yeah, what really pisses me off...
makes them the largest cellular.
Yeah, well, they've been the largest for a while, haven't they? Or no, AT&T was the largest.
AT&T was a little bigger.
After they bought out Singular, I believe. Right, yeah. And,
correct.
Yeah, and then for a brief period, Sprint and Nextel was the biggest before the AT&T Singular thing. No, they were after. Now, I know T-Mobile was thinking about buying Sprint, and that would have made them the biggest one ahead of AT&T, but it never worked out. Whatever. Hang on, I'm trying to see here. Okay, Verizon Wireless, let's see. It doesn't say. I know they bought out... God, they bought out...
That's what the dead calls me, the Verizon Wireless guy.
Oh, really? Let's see. Sprint, PC, Altel, US Cellular, Cricket, Metro PCS. Man, I don't remember who my first cell carrier was before in the back in the day. Baz is splitting. See ya, Baz. He's in Japan. Thanks for joining us. It was pretty cool having someone in Japan actually live on the air, man. If you're still listening, peace out, brother.
No problem, man.
Cool. Oh, you know what?
I'll check in next week.
Can you stay tuned for me to do one of those Japanese calls? We can call the 7-Eleven if you can hang out for a few seconds. If you can.
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay. Hey, oh, we got a Denny's, too, also in Yokohama. I don't know if they had Denny's over there. That's nasty.
Hey, you're on the air.
What time is it?
Yeah, you know what? Fall can go fuck herself with the ice pick.
Well, I'm sure she fucks herself, not with an ice pick. Hang on to that. Hey, Baz, what time is it over there in Japan, in Nippon?
Let's see. It's about 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Friday. That is trippy. Hey, Dedet, you want to call Japan with me?
You know what? Fucking go fuck herself. Yeah, I could.
What the hell was that for?
You're crazy.
Crazy bitch. All right, Baz, don't
yes,
go anywhere.
You're loco in the...
Hang on, Dedet. We're going to call
you're
Japan.
You're loco in the fucking head. Put those
back on me. Asking for a grand slam breakfast.
Oh, what are they? The grand
slam. I love you, Dedet.
The grand slam.
Man, you think we get menaced to Japan? You think it's going to be okay to call?
Yeah, just don't stay out all night, but yeah, it should be okay.
Cool. Fuck, I keep dialing
the
numbers.
Taste menus over there, all Japanese food. Peanuts amongst jelly seeds. Really gang my CP gang. I
plot on different ways to make these shots ricochet through mainframes. The day-to-day theme is turning. We're gonna be taking a break here in just a moment. My main veins, the only thing about me mainstream. You doubt me like the foes of Noah. Oh, Baz, what's the country code over there? Is it 8-1?
It's 8-1.
Okay, good. No, that didn't work. Maybe whoa, hang on.
Oh man.
No, because it said it didn't.
If you'd like to make a call, hang on.
I'm not dialing right. Hang on, I'm going to send him to Lonesome Loser. I mean, he's always good at translating the Japanese numbers here for me. Lonesome, I sent you three. If you can, like, the top one there, Lonesome, if you're listening, let me know how to dial that from the States. I know it's going to be 011. I don't know if the country code's 81, though. Let me check that out here. Country code Japan. Let's see that here. I know, Baz, you had to go, man. I'm sorry about that. Country code Japan.
That's right, man.
Let's see real quick here.
You know, honestly,
how many suicides they have in Japan?
They're like the highest in suicides. Yeah, they are, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't want to put a zero in front of the other one.
It is.
I love you, Dedet.
Oh, Dedet, we love you, man. So what happened with your exam? Tell everybody what happened, man. Well, you said you didn't... Did you have like a brain fart in the middle of it, or were you not prepared? Did you not get enough sleep?
No, you know what, the AC shit was hard. You know, the teacher's a PhD in electromechanics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Electronic mechanics, and he fucking made those questions fucking hard.
Yeah.
He was, like, trying to mind fuck us.
Yeah, what
know?
A bastard, that guy.
I don't know.
Anna says, I win this round for not clicking on that link. What was it? What was it that? I bet you Anna was sending in that link that makes you go, hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. I bet you that's what it is. You know that one? Or Meat Spin, maybe he was going to do?
Yeah.
You like Meat Spin, don't you, Dad? You like
no,
that
No, I
set.
Don't. You yeah. like it, though.
Nuh-uh.
You watch it with Tina and you guys fuck it to it.
No. Ew. You know, it's nasty. You might be hard-pressed to find anyone who speaks English outside of Tokyo. Those calls probably won't go too far. Well, I'm sure they gotta speak it there. Anyway, all right, well, we'll move on. Baz, I'm
hey,
sorry.
Hey, what language does the dad
you know,
speak?
They watch
Polish.
Hey,
man, we'll catch you next week.
Gay guy and they
see you, Baz.
Fucking killed themselves, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're going to call Simon Balls today. How about that, okay?
Who?
Simon Balls. Simon Balls.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll send you the information here. Hang on, everybody. Simon Balls in Benfleet, England. Listening to Madhouse Radio. About 5 minutes away from a break. The Dead's on the line. I'm Carlito. We're calling the UK.
Someone has called in before.
Maybe. Call Benoit. Benoit Balls.
Benoit Balls.
Yeah. There you go. Chuck gets a gold star for that one. Good job, Chuck. Come on, Dee Dee. Get going, man.
You can do it.
Can I speak to semen in my balls? Hello? Hello?
She's gone already. That didn't last long. What a bad one.
That was a hybrid Eric style.
Oh, man. All right, I'm gonna try to
Hello?
Call.
Fuck you.
The dead is known for beating around the bush, everybody. You can see how long he took to go to the kill on that call.
Yeah.
Hybrid Eric style.
Go to it. Gotta give him points for that.
Can all be winners. All right, we're going to call Alice Maud Johnson. Maud. Hey, remember Maud from last week? Milkman, you made such a big deal about Maud.
Yeah, now you remember Maud, or did you ever look it up?
Well, but she wasn't Maud on the show.
1970s show.
I don't know. No, I
right,
didn't.
Yeah, her name was B. Arthur.
Yeah, exactly.
Her name was B. Arthur. But everybody knew her as Maud, all the old people.
She meant okay. In their boat, so, you know.
Yeah, I got you. All right. We're going to call. Maybe
the
dead.
I don't
get it,
the
dead.
The dead.
I don't get it again.
I'm like, that's nice.
What happened to your phone, the dead? Screwed it up. All right, I really got to take a break real quick. Give me just a moment here, folks, if you don't mind. I got a urinary emergency here. Got a urinary tract infection. No, I don't, but seriously, I got to pee.
Oh, my goodness. Cranberry juice, my brother.
I know. When we come back, we got a lot more pranks here. We're not going to end the show anytime soon.
Myconex, man, because that's really good for the type of vaginal secretions that you might be discharging at the moment.
Watch the Green Mile. I heard it cures it.
The Green Mile. The Green Trail, you know, that's the one that goes down the front of your pants.
Yeah. Anyway,
you need a large black man to hold on to your nuts.
In the meantime, Zolar Asgard is reporting that apparently there was an attack on Stick Cam last week, and he rumors perhaps that's what's happening now and Now Live. Hopefully not. Apparently, Now Live is not up yet. We're going to keep trying to reconnect to that here. So everyone,
what happened to our in-house guest? Maybe it's him after our in-house guest if he has anything to do with it.
I don't know. Do you think... Who? Oh, Prankmaster? Prankmaster, was it you?
It's a part of me.
Well, yeah, I know it's a part of you, but, I mean, did you do that? Or, I mean, are you capable of doing that?
I can't shit on my own.
All right, well, okay, I guess it wasn't him then. Oh, man. I mean,
you're good, Armada.
How do you feel about the show
you can't
tonight?
Forget him, man.
How do you, hang on, let him talk. He's been quiet. Prankmaster, if you want to talk, Major Chaos, how do you feel about the show tonight?
You know, the show is in front of me too, dude.
Yeah, well, hell yeah, good deal. Well, it's good to have you on, man. Major Chaos.
The show is making me tingle.
He's making me tangle.
It's great,
but I
do it for you, dude.
All right, anybody. So when we come back, we got more pranks to do, including Reuben E. Cox, Terrence Day, Michael Grimes, Mitchell Rutherford. We also have numbers in Japan that we can try to do. We've got Jill Bob's Chicken Joints and Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers all on deck. So don't go anywhere, everybody. We are having fun despite the technical difficulties. I'm glad to report that we're still holding strong here. And I expect no less from all of you.
Difficulties, schnifficulties.
Exactly. We always make it through shining like a rose. You can reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name for AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you can also reach me over at
madhouseatlive.com. I just fixed the mic, finally, for the first time all night. It's been too loud this whole time. Anyway, I'm mumbling. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Network.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Network.
That's the voice I love, Gang Green.
This one goes out to Frank Master. If you let Carlito pee on him, you can come to his wedding.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Like Abbott and Costello.
Okay, faggot!
Of course I fucking tell him out of you.
Alright, everybody, what's up? We're back. Madhouse Radio for another end of show time. It is the first of the month. It is the first of the month, dude. It's August 1st, everyone.
Woohoo! 20 days will be my birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday!
I'm in a different time zone.
Well, it's almost the first of the month. Dude, you know, when I worked at a bank this time last year, and a Friday that was also the first was like a nightmare. I worked at a call center for the bank because the whole day was like, you know, you get the, like, when you get a call at a call center, I don't know if you ever worked at one, but you hear that, doop, and like, I pick up like, hi, thank you for calling, blah, 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 blank, this is Carlos, how can I help you? And like, oh, yeah, I want to know if I got a direct deposit today. And like, uh-huh, yes, you did get your direct deposit from the U.S. Treasury, Mr. On Welfare Guy. Oh, so that is all available now? Yes, it is all available now. Oh, thank you. That's basically how it was. It was like people in the ghetto making sure they got their direct deposit for their welfare, and then the old people making sure they got their like VA benefets and stuff. You know, double whammy. A Friday and the first of the month at the same time. Nightmare. I think one time we had it, like, it was the first of the month, it was a Friday, and it was the day before a holiday. So it was, like, insanely busy. I think I quit next week. I think that's what did it. I gotta get on that racket. California smoking wine, black and miles. Dude, what's up, brother man? Me too. Wine, black and miles. Ooh, I gotta turn the video back on. Whoops. I turned the lights down a little bit here. The light's a little too dark, but here you go, man. Wine, black and mild. That's what I'm smoking right now. I'm gonna go turn the light up real quick. Milkman and the guys, entertain the guys for about 10 seconds while I turn the lights back up here.
Alright, man. Well, he's going to turn the lights down. He's going to have a romantic interlude. So all of you on the cam watching on Justin TV, please cover your eyes. This photographic moment will be brought to you for the next 30 seconds by MadhouseLive.com. That's right, 98.6 miles. Free pornography available right here, live in our studio.
Free pornography.
Brought to you in your home. That's right. Right here from 98.6 miles. Gold star for Carlito.
Yeah, free pornography. That's what it's all about here tonight.
I do need help, dude. I'm addicted to tranny porn.
You just keep watching that damn KDK video over and over again with him on the Stern Show. That's what it is. Isn't it, man?
See, I pressed that to DVD. I've been selling it on the corner.
Selling yo, what's up? I still can't remember the name of my first cell phone provider. Who the hell was it that got bought out by Verizon? I'm trying to find it here. I wish I knew. For the life of me, I really wish I knew. I'm going to keep looking. It's going to kill me now. Man, they had a funky name, too. Who was the security guy going by in the golf cart? Hey, security man. Did you guys see the security man going by in the golf cart? I don't know if you guys could see him or not.
Bell Atlantic?
No, not Bell Atlantic. No, it was a National.
That was 98.
No.
GTE.
Let's see, Verizon. Bought out. So. It doesn't say.
Who's been hacking the nowlive.com?
I don't know, man.
I'm not going to stop.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know who would have done that. Maybe was it T-Mobile? Let's see, was T-Mobile. Did T-Mobile buy him out?
Do you think it's very possible that this person is in the Microsoft Flight Simulator school right now?
Wasn't Vodafone.
Primeco, Aircut, Cellular.
Well, hang on, hang on. My turban is dirty.
Hang on, you said Primeco. What was the one after Primeco?
Air Touch.
My turban is dirty.
It was around the same time.
That's all they've ever bought out.
You remember when Primeco was around? It was around the same time, that time of the 90s. Primeco was out there. Bell
September 21st, 1999. Vodafone, AirTouch, Bell Atlantic Mobile, and Primeco.
No, it wasn't that one. Man, this is gonna kill me. Who's T-Mobile bought out? Let me see here. It doesn't say. I'm on their Wikipedia page.
Cellular One used to be around.
Was it Cellular One?
Back in those days, Cellular One was big in the 90s.
No, I don't think it was that either, man. Maybe
they were in Florida, too.
Primeco was in Florida, yeah. Primeco, they had the Motorola phones. They were really big on Motorola. Let's see. I'm going to put in 1998 cell providers. Let's see if that helps me out here. It doesn't say. I don't see it at all. No, Cellular One maybe? No, I don't think it was that. Does Wikipedia have a list of, like, you know, old cell providers or defunct major phone companies of the United States?
That's all they've bought out.
Really? Mobile phone companies by country, telecommunications company. Let me see. Maybe if I look up Primeco here. I don't know why we're even going on. I get on these tangents sometimes, and I got to find out the truth. Let's see. Primeco was a joint venture of Bell Atlantic and AirTouch. Was it AirTouch? No, it wasn't AirTouch. It cannot have been. I don't know. They were the first to do true per second, like back then. Like if you had you were billed per minute. So if you started your minute, you were billed the whole 60 seconds at a time. With this company, they said, if you only talked for 5 seconds, you only got charged for that 5 seconds. You know what I mean? It was a lot better off on you. And then your first incoming minute was free. Also, so remember, my thing was like, if someone called me, I would answer the phone and say, all right, let me call you back. And I would go to I would go to a payphone or go to my house phone and call them back, so I could get the number and talk to them and say, hey, hang on, I'll call you back real quick. And then I talk to them on the payphone or something like that. Man, I haven't used a payphone, I don't think, in like 6 or 7 years. I can't remember the last time I used a cell phone. Here we go. This might be it. Here we go. We got defunct mobile phone companies of the United States. Let's see. Amped Mobile, AT&T Wireless, Advanced Mobile Phone, Dobson, Edge, Nextel, Primeco. It's not here. None of these is it. Fuck this.
Vodafone is the original Verizon Wireless.
Is it? No, I don't remember what it was at all.
Vodafone's all over the world.
Milkman, you're
like in Australia and other places.
Yeah, Milkman, so you're sending in the
Verizon
history.
Yeah, Verizon still owns Vodafone.
Yeah, it was one of the two. I don't know if it was Verizon that bought them out or who it was. Man, I wish I knew for the life of me who I had that phone with. Anyway, it's not important. Whatever. Maybe I'll remember one day. You know what? I'm going to put in here. That was their big thing. They used to say, hang on, true per second.
You know, why don't you make some type of contest out of this? Whoever can answer this in our forums will get some type of a free prize. So when you answer,
hey, I found it. I found it. Too late.
Have that link proven too.
I found it.
Carlito wins.
Aerial Communications. That was the one right there. Aerial. That's the one right there. There we go. Aerial.
There you go. Carlito got the gold star.
Hell yeah. AERIL. Man, that's sad. Those. You think about it, it wasn't that long ago, but these are companies that have been bought out, and I've totally forgotten about companies like that, dude. Let me look. What happened to Aerial anyway? It doesn't even say here. And they didn't even have a fucking name or a Wikipedia page. That's sad. I gotta start the Aerial, man. They were big. They were a big cell phone company. No one ever talked. Here we go. They were acquired by T-Mobile, apparently. Aerial Wireless. Okay. Well, they should have their own page. That's not fair to them. All those, there were a lot of people that worked for them, made a living off of Aerial. That was a good cell phone company, though, man. When they got bought up, I'm still with T-Mobile now, though. Actually, I guess so. I came back to them because I do have T-Mobile now, 10 years later.
Hey, speaking of KDK, did you hear Siobhan deny their love?
When was that?
Stern asked Siobhan, just so you still haven't been fucked, and she said no, but I saw them fucking.
Well, they fucked. That's pretty sad. They refer to KDK as that guy.
Count.
I heard that. They refer to KDK as that guy.
Yeah, where is it? KDK works at Applebee's or something?
I don't know. He says, dude, he's a millionaire, he says now. But then he's always saying he's strapped for cash and all this. I'm like, yeah, okay, you're
Every
a millionaire.
Every time I go to Connecticut, I do not eat at any franchise restaurant like Applebee's.
Yeah, oh God.
Domino's or something like that. Some pizza place.
Yeah, Domino's. Yeah, that's where he delivers pizzas for Domino's or something. I don't know.
Oh, fuck, dude. I ordered pizza in his town.
I'll be honest with you, folks. I did have a conversation about 2 or 3 weeks ago. A 3-hour conversation with a drunken KDK going back and forth.
3-hour conversation.
Just like that, man. The guy, he's like, he would get upset. Tuck, remember, I was talking to you about this conversation. You saw some of the conversation. I shared it with you. This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vodka-fueled conversation.
Yeah, he would say, I hate you, Carlito. I fucking hate you, blah, 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 this and that. And then I'm like, okay, it's peace. And then he come back and he say, I'm crying. And I'm sorry and I wish you didn't hate me, Carlito. And all these people turned you against me and Syndicate turned you against me. And this and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So he's rubbing in my face and he's like, I'm rich now. He says he thinks that I hate him because he's a millionaire now. I really don't think he's got the money he says he does, dude. You know, I really don't want to deal with it or talk about it too much. But anyway, let's do some prank calls here, okay?
No, sir.
You know what would be good radio is getting his old little boyfriend on the radio and find out what all happened.
Kevin? Keith. That was his name. Keith, right?
Keith.
Yeah. Well, I mean, apparently the story is he was cheating on KDK with a woman, and I guess his family pressured him to go straight, and they said they'd hook him up with money and a house or, you know, like a place to live and a car. You know what I mean? They said, you know, if you come back home and you play the straight game, we'll bring you back into the fold. And we want, you know, and he was dating a girl and now he ended up going with some girl or something. So, but apparently he kept meeting up with
KDK. That's what made him look good for you.
Damn.
He kept meeting up with KDK for, you know, random hookups and stuff like that. So, whatever. Okay. Anyway, come on. Enough. Let's do some prank calls. Let's see what I got from Lonesome Loser here. I've got a lot of numbers in the UK. That we need to get to. So let's go ahead and start off with Carolyn Reed in Sussex,
yeah.
England. All right, folks, let's do it.
Mr. Gomes.
Wake up, Carl.
Aapke yahan koi jua khelne ki jagah hai? Casino wagaira.
Casino? No, sir.
Tumhe jua bhi khelna hai?
Mala shayad tum jante nahi ho. I'm a gambler.
I'm going to say it hasn't been the greatest of shows, but I've been having a lot of fun because a lot of people in the chat room that we haven't seen in a long time, and a lot of people coming together. Dino and all those people from Syndicate had to come over here, and it's good to see everyone kind of hanging out together. A lot of people who have been following the show for a long time. California, Fall.
Neo, Lily, will Neo come back and wriggle at the chat room?
No answer there.
I think we're missing.
Let me check. Is Not Live back on? It doesn't really matter at this point.
It's back on.
It is back on.
Down, man.
No, I think it's back on.
I'm banned.
You're banned. You know,
I can watch it, though.
Everyone, I vote to unban this guy. So you can't go. You can watch, but you can't join the chat, is what you're saying. You're not really missing much. I mean, it's good to chat in here, but
I'll
get banned again, so they might as well leave me banned.
Well, you're showing gay porno, man. I mean,
well, hardcore tranny porn.
Hardcore tranny fucking.
I need help. Hey, can we call somebody, a professional, for help for me?
Yeah, for porno?
I need help.
Yeah, is there...
No, tranny porn.
Tranny porn, the tranny porn line. Did we talk to a tranny? Hey, we should play that call. Remember we talked to that tranny recently?
Oh, yeah. We get that free gay sex call.
Hang on, let's see.
Dig this, gangrene.
Hey, where's Hollywood at tonight? What? Hollywood messaged me right before the show, and I didn't see him. Maybe he's on painkillers still. I think they knock him out. Let's see here. He already uploaded that. Hollywood Vanya calls for retirement home. Reclude calls. What was it called? Tranny? Hang on. Let me see if you call it Tranny. I know it's here somewhere. No, that's not it. I know it. Here we go. Carlito calls a transvestite sex line. This is from 2 weeks ago. Let's play that here real quick while I set up the next prank.
Thanks for calling 1-800. Welcome to your free trial of Intimate Encounters, the hottest live amateur talk line ever.
Right.
Hundreds of hot, horny students, housewives, and working girls call all day and night. Talk to them live right now for free. That's right. We're so sure you're gonna love it. We're giving first-time callers one call with up to 15 free minutes to hook up with these ladies who can't wait to get off with you.
Nice.
Enter your PIN now, followed by the pound sign. And if you like our service, you can call us back at 1-800-SEX-1.
Did you say hit the pound key or not?
Oh, honey, now it's time to choose how you want to get off.
All right, here we go. Listen.
Feel like some hot amateur talk? Check out who's online, send instant messages, or go one-on-one. Oh, yeah, press one, baby. Or turn yourself over to a nasty girl who'll do anything you want.
Sure.
That's right, your own personal sex toy.
That's it.
Press two for live.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Press one for a hot girl. Press two for a skilled dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special surprise. Or an alluring TV who knows what you want. Or press 9 to repeat your choices.
All right, guys, what's it going to be? Give me your votes quickly here. We're repeating our choices.
Tranny.
Press
tranny.
1 for a hot girl. Press 2 for a skilled dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special surprise. Or an alluring TV who knows what you want. Or press 9 to repeat your choices.
Number 3.
Enter the 4-digit agent number of the hot girl of your desires. Or press the pound key for the next available agent.
Alright, here we go, baby. Get your lube ready. Get your tissues, everybody.
Here comes an alluring woman just for you.
I need to be able to come.
Oh, this is a rough off.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, this is Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so happy I'm talking to you now.
Are you really, baby?
Yeah, where you at?
San Diego, and you?
Oh, I'm in Miami. Well, I'm originally from the Virgin Islands, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm in the hospital, at the VA hospital here.
You're in the hospital.
Well, in the VA hospital, actually. So they got me set up here, but I'm on my cell phone.
Well, why are you in the hospital?
Well, I got a kidney problem. I'm a little overweight, and luckily I was in Vietnam, so I got the veteran kind of thing.
You sound old enough to be a Vietnam vet.
I was.
Wow.
Well, thank you for the compliment, sweetheart. So what was your name again? I forget names.
I'm Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
So are you like a TS or something?
Like a TS? Yes, I am a TS, baby.
So is that transsexual? So do you have a wang or no?
Do I have a dick? Yes.
Oh, I like to call it the wang. Whatever you want to use the dick.
Huh?
So what are you allowed to do? Are we allowed to like masturbate together?
Of course, definitely.
Do I need your permission to touch it?
Well, you can touch yourself whenever you want to, baby. I'm not a mistress.
Okay, hang on.
Are you in a private hospital room?
Yeah, it's just a 5-room suite.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
Well, how old are you?
For this call, for applicable fees, see the back of your card.
We'll continue that later. The exciting conclusion to that prank. Oh,
we're
fuck.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed, 441268684884, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Message 64.
I don't care about the international ones.
$0.01. Please enter your destination number now.
Not old enough to be in Vietnam.
I wasn't in Vietnam, I wasn't like in the war or something.
Oh, I was going to say.
Who's stationed in Vietnam?
I was in the Gulf of Tonkin.
You have
1 hour, 19 minutes, 11 seconds for this call. For applicable fees, see the back of your card.
Whole time the Gulf of Tonkin was fake. God damn it.
Your call, 441268680H4, cannot be completed as dialed.
Why is it missing the numbers
I'm
pressing?
Dial again. Message.
You are nothing.
Yeah, so what kind of fantasy do you want to talk about?
Whatever you want to talk about, baby.
How big is your thing?
7 inches.
Oh.
You have to know what I look like?
Yeah.
I'm 5'9". I'm 145 pounds.
Oh.
I'm a long black.
Milkman. You know there's no cell phones on the set.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Cox residence. May I speak with the Cox, please?
Sorry, wrong number.
No, these are the Cox. Don't you give me the runaround, please, ma'am. Hello? Please?
Wrong number.
No, it's not. You're a liar. You're lying. You're holding back.
Put your cock on the phone.
Put it on the phone now. Rub it on the phone right now. I'm telling you to do it, you do it. Rub it on the phone. Please? Please, I'm a lonely old man. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
You actually had to rub it on the microphone. That's awesome, though. I like that. That's kind of hot.
That was my cock.
That was my move. Back when I used to have phone sex a lot when I was younger, I used to tell women, and, you know, let me hear it down there. TMI.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my breast size, 34C.
So how did you do that? Did you get, like, implants?
Implants, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Most of us get implants.
Oh, God.
You know, a lot of us are on hormones, but I didn't like what it was doing to my dick.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Tell me what you look like.
I didn't like what it was doing to my dick.
I weigh 482 pounds.
You can't get a boner.
And I got long hair. It goes down to my back, like to like the small of my back.
What color is it?
It's like it's going gray now. It's like dirty blonde.
Okay.
And you remember Captain Lou Albano? He had the goatee with the tied. Like I do the rubber band tied.
Okay, Captain
Lou Albano.
No, I never heard of him.
How old are you?
27.
Oh, that kind of fantasy. Are you black?
I'm German and Sicilian.
You sound black.
I have a lot of
I'm
black
German
friends.
And Sicilian.
Oh, maybe it's rubbing off on you. Oh, speaking of rubbing off, so like you come in, like I have a fantasy. Have you ever done anything like in a movie theater?
Jacked off in a theater? Yes.
Yeah. I would like maybe I'll be in the back of the theater. And we're watching, like, Wall-E or something like that. Like, you know, a movie, there's not a lot of people in it during the day.
Uh-huh.
And then I want you to come in. And then, like, you see me, and then you come from far away, and you come inside, and you sit next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to start masturbating.
Okay.
Would you
How
do
big
it?
Is your cock, baby?
It's like four and a half. Don't tell anybody. It's like four.
I'm not going to tell anybody. Who am I going to tell?
I don't know.
The secret is safe with me.
You want to tell the media or something.
What?
I'm a city councilman.
You're a city council member?
Yeah. This is so hot. This is so dangerous and it's so hot. Oh, God. So what would you do in the movie theater? Would you sit on my cock? Like, would you ride it?
Well, if I'm just coming in, I'll just sit next to you and start stroking your cock.
I want you to just, like, sit on it and go up and down.
Oh, you want me to sit on it, so it's going to be hard already. Huh?
Yeah, because I saw you from far away. And, I want to smell your hair, like, in the back, and I want you to sit and go up and down.
Oh, yeah?
And then I was thinking, like, it would be hot at, like, the movie theater, like, it caught on fire. And then you just keep going up and down, and, like, who gives a shit?
I do, baby.
Like, it was so hot, it was just like the movie theater was on fire. We were having sex, and then the movie theater collapsed, and the fire came. The roof caved in on us, and because we bad people were sinners because we were having sex, and Leviticus says that men are supposed to have sex, but I don't care. I don't care. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Sex,
I'm sorry, Jesus.
The roof cave in on us or fire. We don't need all that.
I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. Oh, God. Hello?
What did you say? You're sorry, Jesus.
Shh, you're messing it up. Shut up. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Talk me off. Talk me off.
Well, go ahead, baby.
No, you talk me off. I'm paying you. Don't be lazy, God. What do I want? You ever have sex in a plane before?
No. I never had sex on a plane.
God, I want you. Maybe we could sit down together, and, like, you had the same seat next to mine on the plane. And then I want you to sit down on my cock, and then you're bouncing up and down on my cock on the plane. And then the plane starts crashing, and it crashes into the sea. And then we both die. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, that's a little bit too tragic.
Oh, I'm into, like, finally dying and getting out of this pain that I'm in.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
Something to take you out of your misery.
You ever go hunting?
No, I'm not a hunter.
Oh, I could take you hunting. Like, we're going, like, a guy trip, like a hunting trip. And then we come on to each other, you know, a little bit. And then I was thinking, like, I could get a deer. We could shoot the deer, and then when we shoot the deer, I'll lay down on top of the deer, and then you get on top of me, ride my cock, and bounce up and down on the dead deer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, God. You ever see a deer die?
No, I don't want to either.
Oh, it's like the most erotic thing ever.
Oh, that's really sick. You know that?
That's sick.
セブンイレブンジャパンでございます。
もしもし。
はい、もしもし。
もしもし、 This is a live call. How are you, sweetie?
もしもし。
Hi, do you speak English, machine?
No.
No, who speaks English over there?
We have no English speaker. Do you have a Japanese speaker?
You always say the same thing to me, baby, and every time I just want to tell you I want to lick your pussy all night. You know?
Please.
Huh?
Pardon?
I said I want to lick your pussy all night. That's okay, right? Like, you let me do it, right? Because I'm... You know who I am?
No.
I am Tom Cruise. You like Tom Cruise?
I see.
Do you know who Tom Cruise is?
Yeah, I think.
I am...
You're a very big person.
I am very big superstar. Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go down there, you know, down there, and I go... You want that? You like?
No.
You don't want me to go down there?
Huh?
That's such a Phil Hendry ripoff.
I like Tom Cruise.
Oh, come on. You like Tom Cruise? Ask me. I am Tom Cruise.
Maybe Mr. Tom Cruise is a busy person, so...
No, me Tom Cruise, me Tom Cruise. Oni ka ite yo, tamago warui desu. Where is the English speaker? Hello? Mushi mushi? Yes, hi. You remember one about a year ago I talked to you and I did that la 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 thing to you and you got turned on, you remember that? You don't remember that? Me and you, we had that
please,
moment.
Please go back from the Japanese speaker.
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay.
No. No. No.
You have $3.26 for destination number. Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, this one time, remember that milkman that I called her, and she got, like, really into it? She's like, hi.
Yeah, she was getting hot, dude.
Yeah, she's like, hi. Yeah, and yeah, that is. I kind of did take that from. I base a lot of my stuff on Phil Henry. I'm a big Phil Henry fan, but that Japanese, this one time, that same girl right there, I talked to her and she got really into the thing, the whole labia thing.
Well, they all sound the same, right. So we're never quite sure if it's the same one or not.
Yeah, yeah. But she got really hot about it.
You could tell.
She wants it, man. She wants it from me.
I think she was just disappointed because you started out being Tom Cruise instead of Carlito.
Yeah, well, no, I told her Brad Pitt last time. Well, she likes Tom Cruise, too, though. But, no.
I thought you was Joe America last time.
Was I? I don't know, but she wanted me to go down to her once. She actually said, I asked her, and she said, yeah. She's like, hi, and that means yes, in Japanese.
Sick motherfucker.
Won't you the one that dresses like a woman that has mutilated your chest?
That's right, that ain't sick.
Can I read the Bible to you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read in the... Go get your family Bible, I'm going to preach to you. This is an intervention.
Oh my God, why don't you intervention your ass and lose some weight, guys?
Okay, I'm going to intervention my ass right now, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm intervening my ass.
Okay, I've heard it all.
I just ejaculated.
You did?
Now I'm going to eat my ejaculate.
Go ahead, eat your ejaculate.
Now it's foamy.
Did you enjoy it?
No, it's kind of a little too salty for me.
Well, maybe you better eat less salt.
Maybe you should stop telling me what to do. You know, you masturbate on the phone with other men. I bet you're not even a man. You're a fucking woman this whole time, aren't you? Tell me the truth. Tell me what's going on here.
I have a dick between my legs, titties on my chest, and you're calling me, got your ass preaching at me.
How dare you? Ma'am, I think you're a liar. I think you're really a woman who's just low on money because you have like 5 black kids at home and you're black. You don't have an ounce of German or Italian or whatever it is the hell you say you got in you. You're some ghetto ass woman that's got like 5 kids at home. It's the only thing you know what to do. You're probably sitting at home. You know who you are? You're Michael Jackson. That's who you are.
Okay.
You're a Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I don't like Michael Jackson.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say.
Are you in a VA hospital?
Mama say, mama say. Yes, I'm the director of the VA hospital.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar.
You fucking cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're gonna die in hell. You read about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you see what's gonna happen. You're gonna turn into a pillar of salt.
Right there with me.
Perhaps. But you first. You first, lady.
I'll get the party started.
All right.
Your ass is going to be following me.
God bless you. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Whatever. There was another prank I wanted to play.
That's disgusting, dude.
Dude, don't knock
that's
it.
That's like that one that Prankmaster went down on that one time at Solar's house.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. California has a show? California have a show? Let us know if you have a show, really, dude.
Nah, I ain't got no show.
You ain't got no show.
Talking.
Showing off, motherfucker. I'm going to call a New York Grill in Tokyo here. We've called this place a few times in the past. It's always fun. We always make... This is the place where we do reservations as Vagina Jones. Famous place. In the meantime, I did want to call for the whole tattoo. I wanted to play the tattoo prank call from last week. This one's called Who's Jake?
Yeah, hey, is this the tattoo guy?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that does the tattoos over there? Is there more than one of you?
There's more than one of us, yeah.
Oh, hey, look, my wife went in there, right? She got a tattoo.
Okay.
And it says Jake on it.
It says Jake?
And my name ain't fucking Jake.
Oh, yeah?
Who's Jake?
I don't know. You tell me who Jake is.
Well, this is Bruce. I'm not Jake.
Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck up a Jake and a Bruce.
Well, then in that case, you must know something that I don't. Is your name Jake?
My name ain't Jake.
Put Jake on.
Who the fuck Jake is?
Put fucking Jake on the phone over. They're gonna have a good talking to that bastard.
There ain't a fucking Jake here.
Well, someone tattooed their name on my wife's left tit.
But it wasn't fucking here.
Well, she said she was drinking, yeah, and she...
Well, if she's drinking, it's her fucking problem. It says right here on the thing that if it's a Jake, or that she wasn't fucking drinking when she got tattooed.
Well, she
called me up giving me a bunch of shit.
Hey, you fucking asshole. Look, she's a married woman. You don't go around...
That is not my problem what's happening in your personal life, pal.
She said that she couldn't see, and she said, put my husband's name on my left tit, and that the guy put their own name on it, and your name is Jake.
My name is not fucking Jake.
Well, when you picked up, you said, this is Jake. Bad
tattoo.
I did
not. Why would I tell you I'm fucking Jake when I'm not Jake?
I'm going to give you a prison tattoo right on your ass. It's going to have my name, Bruce, on it. You understand? That's from last week. We'll play the rest of that in a moment. On the New York Grill.
That's a fucking hilarious call.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Don't miss out, guys. Stay around.
Yeah, last week we had some sound problems. Everything was over-modulated and too loud. But I think this week I've been pretty good at fixing that. Okay, it's not ringing. Let's play some more.
The RAM hardware upgrade helping.
No, it is, yeah. The video's been holding off pretty... I think the video's been holding up pretty good tonight. I don't say so myself.
It's not the studio. It's the network. Now live in places that can't handle our power now.
No, they pissed me off. They banned me. I unleashed my horde of hackers.
Yeah, it was the triumvirate of DTT hacking plus gangrene and major chaos all together. Let me try to call this one again because it's not ringing.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's like the trifecta.
That's a disrupting team right there.
That's the fucking trifecta of doom.
Yeah, sure. Come on down, pal.
I'm going to come down. I'm
going to
make you eat those needles too, buddy.
One stroke.
All right.
Come
on down.
How do you get these things
like
out?
Said,
well, how can you get these things out, man?
Laser removal. That's the only thing I know.
Dude, you need to make this right.
I ain't making shit right.
Well,
I didn't do fucking nothing wrong.
Were you covering for Jake then? Either you're Jake's or you're Jake's dad.
I don't know a fucking Jake.
Can you change Jake to Bruce? Because if not, I'm going to divorce her, man.
Well, she
should. Women, should you?
Well, she shouldn't fill out a form.
Molly and Tiger Lily, are there any other shows on a Madhouse site, like Gangrene or Prankmaster? No, nothing, it's just us. I don't think I ever want to go, like, the network route. I'll leave that to the people at Syndicate and all that. I'll just want to do my thing. I mean, in the past, we've had that, right, Milkman? We had, what's his face? He's in Iraq now. He was checking in with me last week. God, what the hell's his name? Turd Burglar.
Homegrown did one.
Yeah, well, that's right. You and Homegrown did a few shows. Yeah, Homegrown used to do shows on here, and Turd Burglar used to do shows on here when he was before he got sent out to Iraq again.
And who are those kids? The monkey boner kids. They used
yeah.
to do a couple shows now and then.
Jupe and Monkey Phone. Yeah, they used to do shows on
New
here sometimes.
Actually did a couple shows.
Yeah, they did a few shows, but that's it. Every once in a while, back in the day, like Tuck, actually, has always said he's wanted to, but he never got a chance to because of his bandwidth issues. But he's always welcome to. But no, nothing like that. Just Madhouse. That's it. This is just our thing. Basically, you know, we do our show live on this stream, and then we play 24/7 after that. We just play Madhouse pranks and old shows. Nothing big. No
greatest
big deal.
Moments of the Madhouse.
Yeah, well, I figure,
right.
I mean... If
greatest moments after that.
If I'm paying the money for it, might as well, you know, use it.
She's not drunk.
Hang on, we're calling Tokyo again.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, no, but she said that she was coerced to sign it under alcohol arrest.
Oh, what the fuck ever.
When I put the lawsuit I'm going to put on you, you're going to have to close your business down. I'm going to take all your business
away. You know what? She's got the fuck... We've got the damn paperwork here that she signed saying she wasn't drunk. So
well,
bring it on, motherfucker.
I just forced her to write down on a piece of paper that it was your fault, that it says Jake did the tattoo with his name on it.
Fine and dandy. That's right. Going to work out super in court.
Though. Well, no, it is in the court, hard court of Knox. That's where it's going to work out. The hard court of Knox, buddy.
You know where I'm at, bud.
Well, you know, a signed paper...
You know right where I'm at.
It could be on a napkin. A signed paper is a bond of truth.
For this
a sacred
call,
bond.
For applicable fees, see the back of your car.
And when I... Sacred bond. That was a hard court of Knox. School of Hard Knox? Is that what I was trying to say? Shut up. Shut up. Mushi Mushi. Hi, are you an American English speaker?
Yes, this is New Grandpa. How may I help you?
Oh, this is Vagina Jones. How are you doing?
I'm good, Heidi.
Do you remember Vagina Jones?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember me? I'm Vagina Jones.
Mr. Vagina Jones?
Yeah, you remember me?
I'm sorry. How do you spell your name?
Vagina, V-A-G-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S?
Vagina Jones.
V-A-G-I-N-A?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-A?
Yeah.
V-I-A?
No, V, like Victor.
Mm-hmm.
A, like you even know what Victor. How do you spell Victor, do you know?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, good. Spell it to me. Spell Victor.
V-I?
Mm-hmm.
C-O?
No. No, no. You messed it up. No. No, try it again, baby. Sound that out with me. Come on.
V?
Uh-huh.
Victor?
Victor, yeah. How do you spell it?
Victor.
Uh-huh.
V-I? C?
Uh-huh.
T?
Uh-huh, there you go.
Oh, R?
You missed the T. Did you say T? Did you say T, guys?
V-I-C-T-O-R.
There you go, Victor.
Yes?
So that's me. I'm Vagina Jones.
V-A-G-I-N-A?
Uh-huh, yes. Do you remember we talked a few we talked a few months ago? Remember I came in? You remember that?
I'm sorry, do you remember who did you talk to?
I talked to you, you're the English speaker, right?
There's many English speakers here.
Well, I'm looking, there was a beautiful lady that I talked to, and I, do you know what oral sex is? Do you know what that is?
I'm sorry, like, do you remember, like, how does she look like?
Well, you remember, if it was me, I mean, if you got oral sex from me, you remember what I was like. What do you mean, what does she look like? She looks like you all look the same. Squinty eyes, yellow skin, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Because we are Japanese, so, like, all of us look like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love you girls, though.
Thank you very much.
So, was it you, the girl that I went down on?
I'm sorry?
Are you the girl that I went down on last time?
I'm sorry, is that call for the reservation?
Well, yeah, but I wanted to make reservations, but I wanted to make sure that I could see you again. It was a woman I went down, I performed oral sex on a woman there. And I'm wondering if...
Sorry, just a moment, please, sir.
Okay.
May I press your hold?
I suppose so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Mushi mushi. Hey, Dino, what's the password again? I lost it. I need the numbers a part of it, if you're listening. I think I got it. Because G-Wiz sent me the password by text, and he left out one of the numbers.
Yes, hello, sir. Philly speaking. I'm the manager of the restaurant. How can I help you?
I want to talk to the woman.
Well, I can help you, sir.
No.
She didn't understand, but she didn't get what you want.
Well, I performed oral sex on a woman there a few months ago who worked there, and I was trying to meet up with her again.
What?
I performed oral sex on a woman who works there who took my reservation a few months ago. And I was back in Tokyo, and I wanted to meet up with her again for more oral sex.
I don't think you are in the right place, sir.
No, this is the New York girl in Tokyo, right?
Yes. Do you have the name of the girl?
Well, I mean, I don't remember her name. She was a Japanese girl. Do you have any... Is she there?
I don't think so. If you don't have the name, sir, I cannot give you the girl.
Well, do you know who the girl is that lets guys perform oral sex on her there a lot?
I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe
I think one of my girls. I don't think one of my girls do that.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
We went into my hotel room. It was really good, man. Have you ever had oral sex before? Like, have you ever done that to a woman?
Are you alright? Huh? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I like to give oral sex.
You think you're funny or what?
I'm very funny, man. Hey, you know what's funny? You know what's funny?
Tell me.
We kicked your ass in World War II. That's what's funny, you bastard. We taught you a lesson, didn't we, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, come attack Pearl Harbor again. You know what we're going to do next time? We're going to draw 5 of those fuckers on you.
Okay, guy.
Yeah.
Let me take care of you, yeah?
You go go to Wikipedia and look up Doolittle's Raid. That's what I want you to look up, too. All right?
All right, mate.
Well, maybe
you
I
have
can...
a good time, yeah?
Can I do oral sex on you?
Yeah, please. Come and see me.
Do you have a small...
Yeah, you come and see me, okay?
Because the Japanese...
You come at the New York Grill and you come and talk to me, okay? Not on the phone.
For oral sex?
If you're a man, if you're a man, you come here and you talk to me.
Oh, if you're a man...
And I will kick your ass, man.
Oh, you know? I'm going to stab you with my Bushido blade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you know,
come.
I feel sorry for
you.
I feel sorry for your mother.
Don't talk about my mother, you dickhead.
Your mother's right here next to me.
Oh, you have $2.87.
That insult works all over the world, doesn't it, folks?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to go in, I'm going to break in, I'm going to burn all your files. And you're not going to have any proof.
Right?
You're not going to have any proof.
You're going to break in here.
I'm going to break in, I'm going to steal the files, I'm going to shred them. And then where's
you breaking in here?
Yeah, so when it happens, what are you going to do, huh? When I shred your files, what are you going to... You don't have
you
a leg to stand.
You ain't going to get in here, cocksucker, so don't even fucking threaten me.
How am I not going to get in there, dude? How do you know?
Dude, I'll be sitting here fucking waiting on you. I was sleeping this motherfucker.
I'm a fucking ninja, man. I'll go in there.
Whatever.
You know what? I was in fucking Invasion of Panama. I'm fucking hardcore, man.
All right.
I'll go in there like
I'm glad you're hardcore.
Yeah, I'm going to go in there like a ninja. I'm going to take all your... I'm going to shred your papers in front of you. And you'll be like, oh, no, Bruce, don't do it. Don't do it again, Bruce. Don't do it. I'm going to take the tattoo machine. I'm going to put it right on your face. It's going to say...
Come on down, Bruce.
You want me to come down?
Well, if
is that a challenge?
No problem. You come down and talk to me.
I'm going
to
come down and make you sign
it's
all
pretty
the...
pretty easy to be tough on the fucking phone.
Look, I'm writing right now. It says right here on this paper, my name is Jake, and I am guilty. And I'm making an X and a line. You're going to sign your name after the X right there.
Dude, I am not Jake.
Well, when you sign the paper,
what
says
the fuck
your name
is this?
When you sign the paper, it says your name is Jake.
I ain't signing shit.
Then you're guilty because so apparently we signed the paper, and then you know, oh yeah, I could be in there high off my ass on amphetamines and huffing paint and tile adhesive, and I could sign a paper that says, oh no, I just want my tattoo for agricultural purposes. I'm not drunk. And all of a sudden you're Pontius Pilate washing your hands, huh? Well, it doesn't work like that. This is America. I don't know from what country you came over from. You sound like you're a damn Muslim. Where did you come from, huh? What country?
Oh, eat shit.
Coming
eat
over here
shit.
taking all our jobs from India, you bastards. Why don't you go back to your own country, man?
I don't know who the fuck is this. I think.
Damn immigrant tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah.
You old bastard.
What? Yeah, I'm sure I'm from... Listen to me talk. I'm fucking Muslim.
You have, like, some accent there. Maybe it's a gay affliction in your voice, maybe.
Probably. Oh, you're a cocksucker.
Hey, put your girlfriend on the line over there. I'll give her a good tossing to.
No, is that right?
Who's the woman over there?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Bruce, man. The guy who's going to go in there.
Know.
I'm going to shred all your papers.
Oh, Bruce, I about had it with you.
All right, sir. Put that girl on the phone, man. I'm horny.
Oh, you don't need to talk to anybody but me.
No, but I want to talk. Why are you cock blocking me, man? I'm going to let you off easy if you let me talk to the girl.
You're just a bitch, and why do you want to fuck around with your wife?
Ask her over there, because she's got Jake's name, your name. So tell her.
I am not Jake.
Tell her
what
to talk.
Is it?
Tell her to talk me off in the background. All right, he hung up already. That was funny.
All right, and we're back on Syndicate. Just in time to end the show. Ha 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 ha. Fuckers.
Goodbye. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. All right, now seriously, we'll do one more prank.
You want to see my parrot?
Saigon says DTT is using flight simulator to train. I don't know. DTT said he's disappearing for 4 months.
Somebody needs to fix the topic in there in the syndicate.
I wish DTT would call in.
There's always the podcast that they can hear within a week.
That's true.
Yeah, DDT, you can call in now. Tell us how you're making out with your flight simulator lessons.
Yeah, DDT, call in. Tell us where you're going for 4 months. He's like, I asked him, I was like, where are you going for? He's like, I'm leaving for 4 months. Okay, so what's going on? Are you going to Lebanon to visit your family? Are you going on vacation? He's like, no, I'm getting my roof redone. Or my house renovated. Like, it's going to take 4 months to get your house done or something. That's like a quarter of a... That's like
you don't plan on any rain?
That's like a third of a year. I'm like, dude, come on, man. What the hell? So I have a...
Somebody's getting ripped off.
Well, what I hear, and this is Milkman, if you please... I know we do have breaking news here.
All right.
According to the news that we have here, I'm going to read this here, stuff off the wire. This is just off the wire here regarding DTT. Apparently DTT will be going into the mountainous tribal region of the Pakistani-Afghani border for 4 months for Al-Qaeda training.
Wow.
You heard it here first, everybody. Madhouse Radio News.
Al-Qaeda training is as good as his hacking skills.
I hope so. DTT will be learning about different classes such as chemistry, bomb making, mine deployment, and gases.
There's no Al-Qaeda. There's no planes.
And lying to American interrogators.
Yeah. DTT. Poor DTT. We pick on him a lot, but we love him, man. There's no such thing. It's all fake.
I love DTT.
The planes were all holograms. Okay, whatever. I don't buy that. What
can
I buy.
You see my parrot?
Do you have a parrot? No. What's this? Is that a joke? Hello, hello.
I'm the dead Eatalon.
Okay. Right on. Lonesome Loser just left the chat room. That's not a good sign. When Lonesome Loser leaves, we all lose. Okay, let's do one more prank call and we're out of here. Let me see if there's any other prank calls I can play here from recent. Let's play this one here from Hollywood, this one last week, while I set up the last prank call of the night. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Dorian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you. How are
great.
You this evening?
I'm doing just wonderful. Hey, I've got a quick favor to ask. Are you busy right now?
No.
Okay, perfect. I need you to clear your mind completely, okay? And pretend that you have in your hand a deck of cards. Okay?
Who is this, please?
This is the skater. I am the I'm an illusionist. And I'm going to attempt... We're live on the air right now, and I'm going to attempt...
Live on the air where?
We're on 98.6 The Mouth, my friend. So here's what we're going to attempt to do. I want you to picture... A card, a deck of cards in your hand, all right? You got
okay.
it? All right.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to pretend like you're going to the cards and stop at any card.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
I do.
Okay, pull that card out of the deck and look at it. Picture that card in your mind right now. You got that card?
I do.
What card were you thinking of?
Well, you tell me. You're the illusionist.
Well, no. This is part of the trick. What card were you thinking of?
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. That's exactly what I was going to say, man. I'm telling you, I am one of the best illusionists in the world.
I doubt it somehow.
No, thank you
Have
so
a good
much.
Evening. Thank
hey,
you.
Dorian, I tell you what. Let's try.
That's perfect.
That was a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be. All right, well, we'll play a song here.
Yeah, have you heard of Mississippi? Have you heard of Muddy Waters?
Yeah.
How about Johnny Hooker?
Catfish.
Give me an A. So we had to do this little blues, mix it on with our own kind
of... See the back of your car.
Stupid ass Jimi Hendrix. I kick his ass too. Him and Tony Little.
Playing the guitar on the wrong side.
I know, right? Dying all young and shit. Who does he think he is?
Hello?
Hi, what's going on, sweetie? This is Terrence. Or may I speak with Terrence, please? Hello? Mushy Mushy.
Is that you at the moment? Who's that?
No, this is Ralph. Ralph Littlejohn. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Yes, at the moment, it's a bit early.
Oh, did you wake up before this or after this?
Right, sorry, I don't know who you are.
Okay, have you ever had pancakes? Hello? Oh, man, what a bullshit.
I want some pancakes so bad. You know how long it's been? I might go to IHOP this weekend.
Oof. Real maple syrup, man.
I can't have maple syrup, Milkman. I'm diabetic. Were you trying to kill me or something?
Well, as long as you'll do it every day.
No, I can't even, but it gives me a wicked headache and makes me thirsty for the rest of the day if I even think about doing that. But I'll tell you what, IHOP does carry the Smucker's...
Slathered in butter.
That I do, but the Smucker's sugar-free syrup is actually pretty good. If you serve it cold, if not, if you serve the sugar-free syrup room temperature, it's actually really watery and nasty. But if you serve it cold, it's a little hard, you know, hard, and it's actually pretty much like real stuff. Who's playing porno in the background? What the hell is that? I heard porno.
So are you saying you like it hard?
I do. I like my syrup hard.
Hey.
Okay, fuck it!
All right, Milkman, take us out of here, man. I'm tired. It's 1 o'clock.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's been a good show. You got me busting my gut. That's right, man. Out of town, man. I'd like to thank all our friends out there. Hey, guys over there at the Syndicate, thanks a lot for tuning in. Sorry, we had fetus interruptus. Please contact your nearest Dino or any representative of Syndicate Radio TV. And make your complaints known, and let them know that you love the madhouse, and that you'll be glad to tune back in next week, because we're sure glad to have all of you crazy bastards over there. That's right, all our friends right here at 96.8.6 The Mouth. We love you. Thanks so much. Our chat room is packed tonight. All our old friends, back at war, the dead, Boo-Boo, DCT, Ellie, all of our friends, Chuck, all you crazy bastards right there. We love you. Thanks for coming back, because it's sure been a good time. California, a lot of good old friends, tag on, MSTC Clay, thank you for joining us. We sure have had a good time and hope you enjoyed our take on fun right here in the madhouse. That's right, I'd like to thank Mr. Ted Webb, Mr. Tuck, thank you so much. Thank you, Gang Green, all of our fans here, Baz, our local constituent there, and the Japan, thank you so much for joining in. Hey, also, you, that's right, you listen to this stream right now coming out of the madhouse. We love you. You know why? Because it's all about you. We do it every week for you. The most interactive live show right here on the internet, where you can call in and give us your take on the fun, and you can shape the show to make a laugh and everybody can enjoy and share. And that's how you invite a friend. Bring back a friend next week. Invite an enemy. Give us your number. We'll have some fun right here in Madhouse South, because you know why? We love you. And it's all due to our great fearless leader right here in the madhouse, the Generalissimo, the militia, the leader of the militia right here, Generalissimo Carlito. Thank you, Armada, for having me on. We love you, brother. Thank you so much, and God bless you and the Lady Athena.
Well, thank you, Milkman. Very nice of you. Of course, a big thanks to Lonesome Loser. I see he stepped out. Maybe it was too late for him. But, yeah, thanks, Lonesome Loser, and everybody who listened. A lot of people listening tonight. We had fun, didn't we, Milkman? Yes, we did.
Man, we had a great time. Thank you so much for losing, my friend. I'm sorry you got out there so soon. But we did enjoy having you around, as always, man. My gosh, we couldn't do it without you. Our numbers hit, man. God bless the Lonesome Loser. Long live the man.
Excuse me. Dino's reminding everybody to subscribe to the Syndicate YouTube channel. I want to invite people to do the same here. Madhouse Radio does have a YouTube channel as well now you can subscribe to. Those details are over at the website where you should visit. Check out our madhouselive.com website. You can check out our podcast, prank archives, newsletter, forums, all that good shite. Also be sure everyone to check out TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck's website. Thank you, Tuck, for being in here with us tonight. Appreciate it as always.
Tuck.com.
So be sure you check all that good stuff out.
I want to thank Baz, who was on with us earlier, and also want to thank... Yeah, I also want to thank Gangrene.
Thanks for the depth for calling in.
Man, thank you, man. Good stuff, man. And, of course, all the listeners, as we said already, And it was good to see people like Fall California and some of the older people show up for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, welcome back, Fall.
And Killa. Killa!
Yeah, man, the old crowd.
Right on.
Keep up all night.
All right, we're out of here, folks. We will catch you next week. Thank you, everybody. And also, of course, SyndicateRadio.tv.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Quick kisses, you got 5 minutes. Meet me in bed.
Literally.
Okay.
Literally.
I'm here.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.